You're listening to a special presentation of Red Devil Sports on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF. The Oberlin Red Devils are on the air. Coverage of the Oberlin Red Devils is brought to you in part by
AquaShield Roofing, Creative Collision, Culligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, Frederickson Insurance Agency, High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Oberlin, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Fab Construction, and Ward Drug Store.
Now, here's the voice of the Red Devils, Sam Knoll.
Welcome into the week two edition of Red Devil Game Day on today's Best Country 101.1 KFNF. I'm Sam Knoll, giving you all the pregame coverage before we get you set for tonight's matchup between the Oberlin Red Devils and the Dighton Hornets. Man, oh man, Oberlin back at home in the first time for 2024. And does it feel oh so nice after a long road trip down to Tribune last week where the Red Devils would walk away with the win 50-0 over the Greeley County Jackrabbits. Take you through the scoring from last week's game. Oberlin got it started in the first quarter with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to go when Josiah Pattengall would run it in from 6 yards out. Caden Sowers would run it in for a 2-point conversion to put the Red Devils in front 8-0. A couple of plays later, Oberlin would be on the scoreboard again, this time via a safety when it would be Garrett Emick tackling the punter for Greeley County in the end zone. After the ball went over his head, he tackled him in the end zone for the safety to put the Red Devils in front 10-0 with 6:34 to go. They would take the kickoff because Greeley County has to kick to them after a safety. They would take that kickoff and go on a nice drive as well there and score with 5 minutes and 39 seconds as Josiah Pattengall would run it in from 35 yards out. Caden Sowers would add the 2-point conversion. And just like that, with 5:39 to go in the first quarter, Oberlin would lead it 18-0. Oberlin would get on the scoreboard one more time in the first quarter with 2 minutes and 36 seconds left when Gage Willoughby would roll out to his right and hit Caden Sowers right at the pylon for a 4-yard touchdown pass. 2-point conversion run from Josiah Pattengall would be good, and the Red Devils would take a 26-0 lead heading into the second quarter. But the Red Devils, even before the end of the first quarter, would have another drive that would carry over in the second. And with 11:54 to go, Caden Sowers, the fullback freshman for the Red Devils, would get his first touchdown of the year, running it in from 1 yard out. 2-point conversion run by Gage Willoughby would be good, and the Red Devils would take a 34-0 lead. Then with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the second quarter, Caden Sowers would get another 1-yard touchdown run, and Brady Gehring, who would come in at quarterback there for a little bit, actually threw a nice pass to Christian Smith-Titus for the 2-point conversion to make it 42-0. Oberlin would get the football back after a 4-and-out from Greeley County, and Gage Willoughby, after 2 runs, would run it in from 5 yards down for the touchdown. He would then also run in the 2-point conversion and give the Red Devils a 50-0 lead. They would run out the clock, and the Red Devils would get the win at half last week, 50-0 over Greeley County. Oberlin last week, kind of with a new offense, is they had some holes from last year, but definitely brought a lot back, especially on the returning starter side of things, and had a lot of guys back from last year's team that saw a lot of experience, but maybe not in the starting role. And one of those guys was Gage Willoughby, who was under center for most of the time last week, besides when Brady Gehring came in and caught a couple of drives for the Red Devils. But Gage Willoughby had a great night, finished 1-of-1 passing for 4 yards and a touchdown. He also had 3 carries for 24 yards and a touchdown. Josiah Pattengall, who saw some time at quarterback last year, but also finished as an honorable mention All-Northwest Kansas League running back last year, had a great night. 6 carries for 58 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then talking with head coach Brandon Hardwick, he really loved that the Red Devils this season would have some bodies back there along with Josiah Pattengall and be able to run out of the I formation a little bit with Caden Sowers at the fullback spot. And Caden had a really good night. The freshman finished with 7 carries for 20 yards and two touchdowns. Just the one pass thrown from Gage to Caden. So Talon Savage, Tyler Osmeyer, along with Garrett Emick, did not see a ton of passing anyway their ways. But I wouldn't be surprised this tonight if they do. Tyler finished as a second-team All-Northwest Kansas League honoree at the tight end spot last year with 18 receptions for 270 yards and four touchdowns. Garrett Emick was a second-team All-Northwest Kansas League guard last season, or kind of on the offensive line, but he did catch a pass last year for 11 yards, also had a rushing touchdown, and also threw a pass for 11 yards last year. So Garrett Emick, kind of the Swiss Army knife there on the offensive line, could play huge tonight for the Oberlin Red Devils. Oberlin as a team last week had 105 total yards, 13 passing yards, and 92 yards on the ground. They had one passing touchdown, five rushing touchdowns, and just committed one turnover on a snap that went over the head of Gage Willoughby. But how about this? The Oberlin Red Devil defense last year, which had some struggles every once in a while, stepped up huge last week from the get-go as they would allow just negative 17 total yards. Yes, you heard that right. Negative 17 total yards for Greeley County, who did not complete a pass last week, even though they sure tried. Rushing yards, they had negative 17 there, and Oberlin forced them to commit three turnovers, including having a safety in there as well. So the Red Devils will try to match that tonight against a tough Dighton Hornets team, and really look for Garrett Emick and Tyler Osmeyer, who were huge last week, to step up and be big again this week. Garrett, last year on the defensive side of things at the DN spot, finished as a second-team All-Northwest Kansas League honoree with 88 tackles, 28 of which were solos. He averaged almost 10 tackles per game, had 8.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, and 3 forced fumbles. Tyler finishes an honorable mention All-Northwest Kansas League player last year. He had 45 tackles, 19 of which were solos, averaged 5 tackles a game, had 9 tackles for loss and 6 sacks, along with 4 forced fumbles. Josiah Pattengall kind of leading a new crew of linebackers back there between him and Rustin Bailey. Rustin saw plenty of experience last year, but is going to be called on a little bit more this year. Josiah had himself a heck of a year last year. The linebacker spot with 90 tackles, 40 solos, 10 tackles a game, 2.5 tackles for loss, a half sack, as well as 3 forced fumbles. And the Red Devils will try to replicate that at the linebacker spot as well, as that 3-3-2 defense has got to step up big tonight for the Red Devils against a potent offense for the Dighton Hornets. So Oberlin looking to go 2-0 for the first time since 2021. If you can remember back to that season, Oberlin took down St. Francis 56-18, which was Coach Hardwick's first win as a Oberlin Red Devil head coach. Then they would travel on the road to Sharon Springs and take down Wallace County 18-12. But 2021 was tough down the stretch as the Red Devils would lose all of their district games by shutout. So not trying to replicate that sense, but replicate the 2-0 start. They would love nothing more than that. And the Red Devils, since 2001, have started 2-0 just 5 times and have lost back-to-back Week 2 games to Wallace County. They lost in 2022 to Wallace County, 48-6, and last year, 54-8. So that 2021 Week 2 matchup was that win against Wallace County, but then after that, Wallace County was able to get the best of them 2 years in a row. The Red Devils last week scored 50 points, and for an offense that hasn't seen a lot of scoring, it was very impressive for the Red Devils. The Red Devils last season just scored barely over 20 points just a few times last season. So to get 50 in week one, I'm sure Coach Hardwick and his squad was really, really happy about that. Red Devil game day will continue here coming up in just a second as we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we take a look at our Acacia scoreboard around 8-man Division 1. Take a look at the scores from last week as well as who's playing who this week. That's all coming up here on Red Devil Game Day on 101.1 KFNF, today's best country.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
Say no to bad roofs.
Say yes to AquaShield Roofing.
With over 17 years of providing A-plus services.
Roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, and spray foam insulation.
Plus, AquaShield Roofing offers a workmanship warranty. For your free estimate, give them a call at 785-475-2533. AquaShieldRoofing.com.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
with the right touch. Bent metal, shattered glass, and twisted frames can be restored to their original glory. At Creative Collision, they have one simple mantra: repair, restore, renew. It's about taking damaged vehicles and transforming them into something sleek, smooth, and safe. Comprehensive auto body repair and restoration. Available exclusively at Creative Collision in Oberlin, Kansas. Revive it, drive it, and love it. Call for an estimate at 785-470-2130 or visit Creative Collision's virtual garage online at creativecollisionoberlin.com.
When you think of Decatur Co-op, do you think about grain? Feed your livestock, horses or pets, propane, supplies? How about tires? Yes, Decatur Co-op in Oberlin has a tire shop that specializes in tire repair, along with oil changes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and major mechanical work. Bet you didn't know all that. Well, now you know. And the next time you need any of those services, think of Decatur Co-op at the railroad tracks in Oberlin. Book your appointment. Call 785-475-2234.
Decatur County Beef wants to do business with all the local farmers. They want to buy your high moisture corn and grain sorghum, also alfalfa and dry corn, anytime. Decatur Beef and Hoxie Feed Yard are always looking for good help. Truck drivers, plumbers, welders, and pan riders. Decatur County Beef is located just north of Oberlin on Highway 83, and Hoxie Feed Yard is just west of Hoxie. Call 785-475-2212 for Decatur County Beef, or call Scott at 785-675-9009. Give them a try. You will be glad you did.
Let's take a look at tonight's opponent. It's time for Red Devil Opposition on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Red Devil Game Day continues here on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF. Time now for our scoreboard update, where we take a look at scores back from last week around the state and eight-man Division One, as well as some area teams, and take a look at the slate coming up for Week 2. Flipping it back to last week, we'll take it district by district, giving all the final scores. We'll start with District 8, which is what Oberlin is competing in this year, along with all of its other opponents. Hill City was able to take down Trigo on the road last week, 50-20. Hill City was down after the first quarter, but it was a big night for the Ringnecks after that, as they would put up 22 unanswered points before Trigo would finally get back on the board. But a 50-20 win for Hill City. Hoxie goes on the road with their number two ranking in the media poll to take on number five Osborne, who is number five in D2, and the Hoxie Indians would walk away victorious 20-14 to start the season 1-0. St. Francis, kind of a surprising score as they go on the road and put up 49 points on the Quinter Bulldogs to get the win, 49-0. Rawlins County with a tough night last week. They were number nine in the media poll going into last week. They lose to Dighton 34-28. Was close the whole way out. Dighton really kind of notching things up in the second half as they get the win 34-28. Logan Palco extends Stockton's losing streak as the Trojans get the win 46-0. And then, as you know, Oberlin with the win 50-0 last week over Greeley County. In District 1, Cedar Valdexter took down Udall 56-6. Number 5 West Elk won at home against Argonia Attica 46-0. Argonia Attica, who's now in 8-man Division 2, they've been in 8-man Division 1 for 11 years, has not had a losing season, so a tough way to start for them at 0-1 as West Elk beats them 46-0. Flint Hills takes down Central Burden in a close one, 24-12. St. Paul over Northeast Arma, 52-10. Marmaton Valley in a close one over Oswego, 34-20. And Oxford takes down Sedan, 46-0 on the road. In District 2, once again, we said it, Flint Hills gets the win over Central Burton, 24-12. Linden, the defending state champs from last year, won over Pretty Perry, 50-0. Little River and Chase County met up for the 8-man Division 1, possibly game of the week between that and the Hoxie game. You could, you know, flip it around, whatever you decided. But Little River gets the win over Chase County, 42-22 on the road. Madison and Lebo fought all the way down to the wire, and Lebo gets the win 20-18, 2-point win for them. Burlingame on the road against Northern Heights gets the win 62-0, and Colony Crest gets the win 46-0 over Yates Center. Canton Galva in District 3 takes down Center Law Springs 54-0.
Check one, two.
Number 8 Central Plains all over Maxville at home 48-0. Little River, once again, taking down Chase County 42-22. El Saline, who knocked Hoxie out of the playoffs last season, they lose to Traditional Power in 8-man Division 1 and Division 2. Hanover, 34-16. Wakefield all over Gosselle, 46-0. And Rural Vista all over the Gorillas of Solomon, 46-0. In District 4, Rock Hills with a surprising win over Beloit. St. John's Tipton, 46-0 on the road. Rock Hills, if you can remember back to last year, that's who Oberlin beat in their Week 9 game in Mankato to finish off the year. Sylvan Lucas all over Thunder Ridge, 50-0. Clifton Clyde loses to Frankfort at home, 70-34. Can Frankfort pull another upset? I mean, pulled the upset. Can they do it again this week? Talk about that coming up in just a little bit. 70-34, Frankfort all over them. Pike Valley and Lakeside, how about this score? It was a high-scoring affair there. 50-42, Pike Valley gets the win in Downs. And then Ellis, their first game in 8-man is a high-scoring one as they have to come back and get the win in the second half, 48-44 over the Lincoln Leopards. Washington County loses to Blue Valley Randolph, 42-14. How about that? District 4, a lot of high-scoring there. Frankfort winning 70-34, Pike Valley winning 50-42, Ellis winning 48-44. I mean, there's a lot of scoring there between those three games. In District 5 last week, South Central was 8-man Division 2 last year and finishes the state runner-up. They get the win over Meade, 54-8. Oxford all over Sedan, 46-0. Mineola, who's coming off one of their best seasons in recent memory, they get the win over Kiowa County, 46-20. Norwich all over Pratt Skyline, 54-6. Cedar Valdexter all over Udall, 56-6. And then Wichita Life Prep takes down Wichita Independent, 62-32. Ashland, who is making their way up from 6-man last year and finished in the final four in 6-man each of their last 4 years that they were down there, loses to Kinsley to start the year, 54-22. Kinsley coming off of a year last year where they're upset by the Dighton Hornets in the first round of the playoffs last season. So looking to get back there and win a few games in the playoffs this year. And it starts with a good week one win, 54-22 there in District 6. Sublette all over Satanta, 46-0. Boise City, Oklahoma, and Elkhart in a high-scoring game, but it was Boise City, Oklahoma getting the win, 48-30. South Central takes down Meade, 54-8. Hodgeman County in a close one defeats South Gray, 24-20, and Buckland all over Spearville, 44-0. In District 7, Ellis, their first year in 8-man Division 1, takes down Lincoln, 48-44. St. John overall all over La Crosse, 46-0. Number 1, Wichita County in 8-man Division 1. Last year's state runner-ups comes up just a bit short, taking on the state runner-up at the 8-man Division level in Colorado, the Haxton Bulldogs. They lose to them by 10, 22-12. Victoria goes is at home last week, and they get the win over Ness City, 48-0. St. Francis all over Quinter, once again, 49-0. And Hill City Beach Trigo, 50-20. Other games of note from last week, Colby takes down Ulysses, 39-6. Norton all over Oakley, 55-8. Norton ranked number one by the media in Class 2A. Golden Plains takes down Moscow, 62-16. Very improved Golden Plains squad. They could maybe make a round of the playoffs. And Shylin, your defending state champs from last year, took on Wheatland Grinnell in a 6-man game, 74-26. Take a look at your Week 2 slate in 8-man Division 1. We'll go district by district, starting with District 8, the district that Oberlin is competing in this year. Number 9, Hill City, after the win last week, moves into the rankings. They are at home taking on Ellis. Trigo, last week after the loss to Hill City, is on the road taking on Hoxie, who has moved up to number 1 in the media polls in 8-man Division 1. Wheatland Grinnell on the road taking on St. Francis. Rawlins County hosting Greeley County, Oberlin's last week opponent. Stockton is at home taking on Lakeside, and Oberlin is at home, as you know, taking on Dighton. In District 1, Flint Hills is on the road taking on Cedar Valdexter. West Elk on the road taking on Oxford. Argonia Attica travels to Central Burton. Northeast Arma taking on Colony Crest. Oswego on the road taking on St. Paul. And Sedan and Udall will meet up. A couple of teams looking for some wins right there. Udall technically had a win last year, but It was a technical win because Wichita Independent had a forfeit. They still played the game and Independent won. So Udall is still looking for their first win in the past couple of seasons. Sedan the same way as they went 0-9 last year. So we'll see who comes out on top in that one. In District 2, Cedar Valdexter hosting Flint Hills. Number 8, Linden, last year's defending state champs, on the road taking on Frankfort, who upset last week 70-34. Huge win over Clifton Clyde this week. Can they pull off the upset against Linden? Chase County, after slipping out of the rankings, will try to get back into them, taking on Wichita Independent on the road. Hartford taking on Madison on the road. Lebo on the road taking on Northern Heights. Yates Center will meet up with Marmaton Valley. Hutchinson Central Christian is on the road taking on Canton Galva there in District 3. Number 6 Central Plains is on the road taking on Victoria. Number 2 Little River is hosting Rural Vista, who is off to a hot start at 1-0. Little River, number 2, they're about the only team that thinks, that a lot of people think anyway, could give Hoxie maybe a run for their money in the postseason this year. Number 10, El Saline is at home taking on Osborne. So Osborne had to deal with Hoxie last week. This week they have to deal with El Saline. El Saline last week had to deal with a tough team there in Hanover, who's traditionally always really good. And now they get Osborne at home. Tough start for both of those two teams. Center Lost Springs is on the road taking on Gossel. And Wakefield meets up with the Gorillas of Solomon. Thunder Ridge, who lost 50-0 last week, is on the road taking on Rock Hills. Number 7, Sylvan Lucas, who could be a surprise this year in 8-man Division 1, is on the road taking on Beloit St. John's Tipton. Clifton Clyde at home taking on Hanover. On the road, excuse me, taking on Hanover. Lakeside starts on the road twice. Last week they had a tough on the road loss as well, at home loss I should say, to Pike Valley, and now they are on the road taking on Stockton. Lincoln meets up with Pike Valley on the road. Washington County on the road to take on Axtell. Do have one final from Thursday around the state. South Central, who could play a role, I guess. I know I mentioned, you know, Little River there could maybe pull an upset against Hoxie in the postseason. Keep South Central under a microscope. They are going to be a pretty good team this year as well, as they get a win 50-0 over Ashland, who is up from the six-man ranks and is 0-2 after a Final Four finish in each of their 4 years there in six-man. West Elk is on the road with their number 4 ranking taking on Oxford. Buckland on the road taking on Kiowa County. Pratt Skyline on the road taking on Fairfield. Sedan on the road taking on Udall. Chase County on the road taking on Wichita Independent. And in District 6, Kinsley's on the road taking on Maxville. Deerfield, coming off of a loss to Wallace County last week, is on the road to Sublette. Number 3, Wichita County, who just dropped 2 in the rankings from last week, is on the road taking on Elkhart. Meade on the road visiting Hodgeman County. South Gray on the road taking on Satanta. And Spearville on the road taking on Mineola. In District 7, Ellis is on the road taking on Hill City. La Crosse on the road taking on Logan Palco. Wichita County on the road taking on Elkhart. St. John on the road taking on Ness City. Quinter on the road taking on Wallace County. And Trigo on the road taking on Hoxie. Other games of note from around the state and around the area. Colby on the road this week taking on Holyoke, Colorado. Norton on the road traveling to Hayes to take on Hayes TMP. Oakley is on the road taking on Russell. Ingalls will meet up on the road with Golden Plains. And Shy Lynn hits the road to take on Idalia, Colorado. The Nebraska Cornhuskers back in action after the big win over the Colorado Buffaloes this week, as they will be taking on Northern Iowa. You can hear all the action right here on 101.1 KFNF, starting with pregame coming up at 5:45, and then kickoff set for 6:30. We'll also have the whole postgame show right here on KFNF, so make sure you tune in. That's coming up tomorrow. The Kansas Jayhawks, coming off of a tough loss to the Illinois Fighting Illini, are at home tonight taking on the UNLV Rebels starting at 6 o'clock. So we'll give you some updates throughout the broadcast about that game as well. Kansas State at home tonight. A couple of home games for both Kansas State and Kansas. While there is a ton of Kansas high school football going on, very interesting. Will be a little bit weird, but Kansas State with a big game tonight as the number 14 Wildcats meet up with the number 20 Arizona Wildcats. So who's going to be the better Wildcat? I guess we'll see at the end of this. Arizona traveling to Manhattan. 7 o'clock kickoff there from Manhattan. So that's a look at your scoreboard. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for Red Devil Opposition, where we take a closer look at tonight's opponent, the Dighton Hornets. That's all still to come here on Red Devil Game Day on 101.1 KFNF.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Farm Credit of Western Kansas is synonymous with giving back to the community and its members. Whether it's attending events such as wheat plot tours, serving on various boards and committees, volunteering at local county fairs, or delivering $5.5 million in cash patronage checks, Farm Credit of Western Kansas is community-driven. Stop in at 1190 South Range in Colby, or one of our convenient outpost offices. Farm Credit of Western Kansas, financing ag for generations.
Should be simple and convenient. With FNB Bank, it is. Whether online, by phone, or with a debit card, accessing your money has never been easier. Imagine managing your finances from the comfort of your home or on the go with just a few taps. FNB Bank in Oberlin, Kansas makes it all possible, ensuring you have control of your banking 24/7. Experience the convenience of modern banking with FNB Bank. Visit fnbbank.com today.
Insurance, it seems like you can never have enough. And when it comes to peace of mind, it's good to have the right insurance in place. Fredrickson Insurance Agency in Overland can help you do just that. Fredrickson's can help with supplemental insurance for your home, farm, business, auto, and yes, even your crop. Fredrickson's will help you find the best plan from the best companies. Insurance, get the best from Fredrickson Insurance Agency next to the Landmark in downtown Overland. 785-475-3883.
Take a look at tonight's opponent. It's time for Red Devil Opposition on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
It's Red Devil Opposition time here on Red Devil Game Day on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF. Red Devil Opposition is where we take a closer look of tonight's opponent, the Dighton Hornets. Dighton comes into tonight with a record of 1-0, taking down Rawlins County with a 38-24 win last week in a back-and-forth contest where Rawlins County would lead after the first quarter 16-8. It would be tied at halftime 16-6, and then Dighton would be up 30-24 there at the end of the third, would held Rawlins County scoreless in the fourth, and would get the win 38-24 over the Buffaloes. This week, Dighton looking to continue that success on the road for their first road game of 2024. In 2023, the Dighton Hornets had somewhat of an interesting season. Oberlin was the first team that they faced last year at home, where they would win 52-16. But then after that, it would be three straight losses, two of which on the road to Rawlins County and Quinter, and then to Ho Chi Minh County at home 58-30. Then it was three straight wins after that, two of which were at home, one against Otis Bison and the other against Satana. Both of those were at home. Then a huge win in the district against Buckland, 32-28 on the road. And then it was kind of a weird ending for the Hornets, as Mineola, who had one of their best seasons in recent memory, would come to Dighton and defeat the Hornets 100-64. So Dighton would make their way into the playoffs, kind of limping their way in, but they would rattle off two upset wins. The first against the Kinsley Coyotes, who were 7-1 going into the contest. Dighton would rattle off a win against them on the road 36-20 and continue that success the next week on the road against Wallace County and Sharon Springs, where they would send the Wildcats home packing with a 36-16 win. But then Victoria would be too much to handle in the sectional round of the playoffs, beating Dighton 66-20. So an up and down weird year last year that saw the Hornets go 6-5, 2-2 in the district, 3-2 at home, and 3-3 on the road. but they're 1-0 so far to start 2024, and it's coming off of a pretty good win, 38-24. It was a very sloppy first half, even though it was kind of high scoring between Rawlins County and Dighton, but then the second half, Dighton really clamped down, especially on the defensive side, and really limited mistakes on the offensive side, and walked away with a win, 38-24. And last week's win, the star of the show was really Daniel Kramer, who was filling in for the senior who graduated last year, Carson Scheimer, if you can remember him. He actually got hurt two games into the season last year and didn't play. So Daniel had to be the quarterback from that point on, and he's used those lessons from last year, carried him over this year, and had a really, really good game last week. 9 of 20 passing for 126 yards, 2 touchdowns, did throw a pick, but he also had 19 carries for 203 yards. And 3 touchdowns. Last season as a whole, he passed for 1,024 yards, 18 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. He also had 154 carries for 915 yards and 9 touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, he had 14 receptions for 108 yards and 3 TDs. He's certainly a guy that can do it all and is a true dual-threat quarterback and someone that the Oberlin Red Devil defense is going to have to look after tonight. But if you're not getting Daniel Kramer, well, then you're getting the second out of the two-headed monster, and that's Ryland Price, who kind of had a quieter week last week because Daniel had such a good week. But Ryland Price with 7 carries for 24 yards, did not have a score last week, but he's coming off of a season in which last year he had 121 carries for 797 yards and 11 touchdowns. Also had 13 receptions for 118 yards and two TDs, so when he needs to turn it on, he can certainly turn it on. Same thing with George Von Lindrod, who's listed as a running back, but really see him mostly as a fullback, and had a great season for a fullback last year, 71 carries, 451 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Also had 23 receptions for 403 yards and 7 touchdowns last year, just 4 carries for 12 yards last week, but had 4 receptions for 29 yards. A name to look out for in the receiving game is Jack Jenkinson, who last year saw a lot of time after Scheimer got hurt and Kramer had to be moved from receiver to quarterback. Jenkinson filled in greatly in his position last season, having 10 receptions for 209 yards and 6 touchdowns. Last week had 4 receptions for 71 yards and a touchdown. He is a true deep threat, especially when, you know, you're looking at 3rd and 15 or something like that. He will come in and pose a deep threat for the Oberlin Red Devil defense tonight. Connor Wilson in at tight end now for the Hornets. Last week he had 1 reception for 26 yards and a touchdown. It's a Dighton Hornets offense that has been known to score a lot of points, and there were times last year where they did, as they put up 52 in one game, 70 in another, 56 in another, and then put up over 35 in their first 2 playoff games. But they also had a tough time scoring in some situations, and that's because they were dealing with a roving quarterback room, because once Carson Scheimer got hurt, then Daniel Kramer was out for a week. It was just kind of a roving quarterback thing there for a little bit. But once Daniel Kramer settled in at quarterback, he really made a difference, and this team can put up a lot of points if you want to let them. I mean, they lost to Mineola last year 100-64. You put up 64 points against anybody, you usually get the win. They just ended up losing to Mineola last year 100-64. Oberlin is looking to go 2-0 for the first time since 2021. Well, Dighton kind of on the same streak. They're looking to go 2-0 for the first time since 2022. That year, they would make it all the way to the sub-state round of the playoffs before losing to Thunder Ridge. But they would start the season 2-0 and actually go throughout the regular season and enter that sub-state round undefeated. They beat Oberlin to start the year 50-0 and Rawlins County 38-12. Last week on offense, Dighton put up 365 total yards of offense, 126 through the air, 239 on the ground. They had just 1 turnover. On the defensive side of things, it gets no easier for the Oberlin Red Devils as the offense going up against a tough, tough defense, one that sees a couple of seniors up front in Ryland Price and Boston Scheimer. Ryland last year had 71 tackles, including a tackle for loss and 4 interceptions. He had 12 tackles alone last week, including 3 tackles for loss. Boston last year didn't see a lot of time on defense, but when he did, he put up some good numbers, 27 tackles. He had 3 tackles last week, 2 for loss. Connor Wilson with a big week last week as well, 5 tackles, a tackle for loss. In the linebacker core, that's where you're going to see a lot of the tackles coming from, as between George Von Lindrod, and Peyton Redburn, they had 31 tackles alone. as the Von Lindrod would have 17 tackles. Peyton Redburn would have 14 tackles. Daniel Kramer also added 9. And then you get the tough play of Rodrigo Ortiz and Jack Jenkinson on the outside, who did have a pick last week. Dighton as a team had 68 tackles last week, 32 solos, 7 tackles for loss and an interception plus 2 fumble recoveries. So they're going to be a tough, tough defensive team. We'll see if the Oberlin Red Devil defense can match up for it. You got to get up front and block hard against Connor Wilson, Rylan Price, and Boston Scheimer, and then hope you can find some blocks against George Von Lindrod and Peyton Redburn, who are two really, really tough linebackers. And then after all of that, you still got to deal with Daniel Kramer there at the free safety spot. So that's a closer look at the Dighton Hornets. Once again, coming tonight 1-0, fresh off their win against Rollins County. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Red Devil Game Day will continue as we sit down with head coach of the Red Devils, Brandon Hardwick. That's all still to come here on 101.1 KFNF.
A step towards better health. High Plains Podiatry.
If you've tried everything to get rid of your warts, High Plains Podiatry offers innovative Swift microwave therapy. Swift is clean and unevasive to get rid of your warts, leaving no blisters or scarring. And it doesn't even need bandages. Move on from warts with amazingly effective wart removal technique from High Plains Podiatry. Call 345-3773 or visit highplainspodiatry.com.
Forget the flashy ads and gimmicks. Farmers, you need fertilizer equipment you can trust. J.D. Skiles in Atwood, Kansas delivers what truly matters, integrity and innovation. From custom fertilizer trailers and pit stop chemical systems to liquid fertilizer systems, they've got it all. Need more efficient spraying equipment? They have the most innovative ATV and UTV sprayers available. No frills, just quality. Visit them online at jdskiles.com or 101 Grant Street in Atwood, Kansas today. J.D. Skiles, where farming meets excellence without compromise.
Are you looking for the best internet service in town? Look no further than Nextech, your local provider that offers true gig speed and full fiber internet. With Nextech, your home can enjoy unlimited data and no contracts. When you need help, a Nextech employee in Kansas is ready to take your call any day of the week. Experience seamless connectivity with Nextech home internet for just $69, and your first bill is even on us. Don't settle. Visit next-tech.com to learn more.
Agriculture, a hard-working industry built by a labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears. An industry that is constantly changing at an increasing rate with not enough hours in the day. Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to help carry the burden by offering multiple financing options, in-depth soil health and productivity analysis, field-by-field seed recommendations, and industry-leading services. Nutrien, working smarter and harder. Contact your local Nutrien today.
Time to sit down and talk with head coach Brandon Hardwick on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back in here to Red Devil Game Days. We get you set. Oberlin Red Devils taking on the Dighton Hornets tonight. We're joined alongside with Red Devil head coach Brandon Hardwick. Boy, coach, week 2 of the season already. And I know we talk about it every single week about how fast the season goes. But last week, I'm sure, kind of felt like a blur, you know, kind of that first week, getting some of those jitters out. And this week, already on to week 2. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like you said, we could definitely tell it was week 1 for us. A few mistakes that we actually didn't make in the Jamboree, but hopefully all those mistakes are gone and cleaned up now. Guys will be just focused, ready to get after it right away.
Yeah, took down Greeley County last week down there in Tribune, made the long trip down there, walked away pretty happy, though, with a 50-0 win. I guess what were your thoughts after last week's win?
I was happy with how our first-string guys went out there and played. I thought other than first series or so, a couple of under team plays for us, putting the ball on the ground one time, missed a snap. Other than that, I was happy with our performance. But I've been telling the guys all week, we got a very good opponent coming up this week, and you know, there can't be any of those mistakes. It's got to be a clean, full four-quarter football game for us.
Yeah, that's for sure. Dighton going to be a tough team, and kind of, you know, still flipping it back to last week. Boy, I thought the offense, you know, from the get, like you said, had a couple of mistakes there, but I thought they were humming right from the start, and that's what you want from them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we're looking for. You know, it looked like it's looked all summer for us in early days of practice. So we knew what was there. We knew we'd be able to hit it. It was nice to see us actually doing a game now going against someone else.
Yeah, and you got Josiah back there at running back. Kind of, you know, he was kind of your quarterback and running back this year. I'm sure he could probably throw some passes for you this season. But really, last week, kind of used him as that true running back. And boy, he fits into that position well, doesn't he?
He fits in that really, really great. I knew this coming off season, I wanted him to have the ball going more downhill, north and south. He's got that low center of gravity, good base on him. So I think he's good spot at running back for us.
And then one thing we kind of talked about there before the game against Greeley County this year, you guys kind of got a fullback to work with, something you haven't had in the past couple of years with Caden back there. And boy, he had really quite a game there, both on defense and offense. But really on the offensive side of things, that helps you out when you got that fullback to block that extra guy for you as well. But whenever you hand it to him too, he had a pretty nice game, didn't he?
Yeah, it definitely does, getting that other guy in the box for us to turn the numbers in our favor a little bit. But yeah, for the fullback position, he gets in there, he roots guys out when we need to. Really, fullback, he had a great game stat-wise offensively for a fullback. He had a couple touchdowns, good passing, you know, receiving touchdowns. He really was able to do it all from that one position.
Yeah, he was kind of your Swiss Army knife for the night, because he did end up throwing a pass there down the stretch and was able to run it and catch a couple of passes for you. So I'm sure it's nice to kind of have that. You know, I know you have that with Josiah and Gage, and they can all do that and fit in there well. But to know a freshman can come in and step up for you like that, that's pretty huge, isn't it?
Absolutely. To know we got, you know, a lot of young guys coming up, so we can fit the bill right now and be able to step up to a varsity game, and then knowing we have him for, you know, him 3 more years to look forward to.
And Gage last season really, you know, kind of came off the bench for you a little bit, got a few starts down the stretch there at the receiver position. This year he's behind center at quarterback. How did you think he did there in his first start there behind the center?
I thought he did really well. Dan, he's been working it a good amount this summer. It's just nice again having another athlete back there in the backfield. You know, he's probably one of our faster kids on the team, so, you know, we thought, why split him out always when we can just have, you know, more of a guaranteed chance for him to have the ball. And we knew last year when he was a freshman that, you know, this kid was gonna end up being a very good player for us in the future years to come, so it's nice to see that come to play.
And defensively last week, pitched a shutout. Obviously, that's a win for you guys, holding them to 0 points last week. But I thought your defensive line, they just swarmed the quarterback and the running back and didn't really allow them any ground at all, you know, on the ground game. Ended up getting a safety last week as well. Had to be very impressed with the defense, didn't you?
Yeah, up front, I definitely think is going to be our strong point defensively with our box players, our D-line, and our linebackers. A lot of returning starters on that group with both our ends, one of our linebackers, really two of our linebackers when we're in our stack. So, yeah, and they're an experienced group. They know what it takes. They know what's expected of them. And we talked about, we saw some things that we needed to fix. Our pad level was a little high. Ends weren't squeezing very great when they were unblocked, but I think we got those things nipped out this week and be ready for Dighton.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of your ends there. We talked a little about Garrett Emick last week and what makes him so special, but you get Tyler Ostmeyer back on the other side, another tall, maybe not as big as Garrett, you know, but a tall, lanky kid that loves to tackle the quarterback, and man, he had a great game last week, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know, those guys with that length, that long reach, it's hard offensive lineman to get in there and get hands on pads and be able to block that. It's just really tough when, you know, he gets a good extension and, you know, you can't even get a hold of them. It's tough on the offensive line.
And I, you know, we talk about the offense being ready to go from the get-go. I thought the defense was the same way. You know, Greeley County got that first possession. I think went backwards on that first possession, kind of pin them up right there, and then they have the snap go over the head, and you guys almost get a touchdown on defense there to start. So you need to be really happy with the way the defense, you know, kind of came off the bus. There could have been a lull there, but they came out and got after it right away, right?
Yeah, defense looked sharp. I thought linebackers looked a little slow, maybe a little hesitant at first starting the game, just first competition, game one, still a pretty young crew. But I thought we picked it up as the game went along, got a little more comfortable, had a little more poise to us.
And now, you know, you kind of mentioned you get another tough opponent here tonight in the Dighton Hornets. They return a lot from last year's squad that saw a few injuries, but they did make quite a run there into the postseason and beat some pretty good teams, you know, on the road. Just came up a little bit short to make it into the state semifinals, and they just took down a tough Rawlins County team. So they're going to be a tough team tonight, I guess. What do you expect to see out of them?
Dighton's always going to be a tough crew. They're always well coached. They don't really make mistakes. That's the thing we've seen within the last few years, even playing on week one. They're just they're very disciplined. They don't make mistakes. They protect the football. They're a very good crew. Like you said, a lot of seniors coming back. I think they lost, you know, one of their seniors last year, week two. So really, everyone right now, they have a lot of playing time under their belts with the spots that they're at already. So we've got to play a clean game against them. Got to be disciplined everywhere. Can't make mistakes. Protect the football. Same thing I tell the guys every week, but it's just going to be very important this week to play clean.
Yeah, limiting those mistakes, and especially against a team like that, you know, is that something, obviously, I know you kind of probably talk about it every single week with the team, but especially against a team like this that knows, hey, if we get a short field, we're going to go ahead and score. Turnovers is going to be a huge part of the game, aren't they?
Yeah, we need to flip them the tide in turnovers will be big, keeping the ball out of their hands, keeping it away from Kramer. Probably that's going to be a big key for us. Forcing turnovers, try to limit their first downs. Again, this is keep the ball out of their hands is really what we're going for.
Yeah, now you're kind of going up, you know, you kind of, no offense there to Greeley County, but it was kind of an easy way to start the season there for you guys, taking on a team there that that was roughed up a little bit. But now you kind of go from one extreme to the other, a team that could make a pretty heavy run there in the postseason. Have your guys kind of realized, hey, we got to put last week behind us and move on because this is a tough team coming to town, aren't they?
Absolutely. We've been telling them that since Monday. I think I might have mentioned it Friday night already that, you know, I don't know how much better we got in that Greeley game. You know, it wasn't a whole lot for us to work with up front. But, you know, this Dighton team, that they're battle-tested. They had a full four-quarter game against, like you said, a very good Atwood team. So they're used to it. They're battle-tested. They're going to be ready to bring it on Friday, and I hope our guys are ready to realize that that's been the message all week and that they're ready to step up to it.
Yeah, one thing, you know, kind of forgot to mention there, you were able to play, you know, a few of your guys, second teamers, maybe in some third teamers last week as well for you guys. Brady Gehring came in at quarterback. I thought he did a pretty nice job. I guess, what did you see from the second teamers there? Obviously had a couple of rough possessions there, but were able to punch it in out of the end zone for you.
It's always good getting those young guys in a varsity game. That's how, you know, that's how I got my first reps when I was coming up. So it's nice, good feeling being able to get them in, get some snaps against a varsity look, to where it helps prepare them for the next few years and years to come, because those young groups are always going to be the future of the program. So it's nice to get them in there, get reps, let them experience it, see how fast the game is, how much bigger the other kids are, and kind of let them realize too, like, you know, if we're a little smaller now, a little undersized, this is what it takes to be able to play at the upper level. I think it kind of sets the tone for them for the future.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to sit down and chat. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
Once again, that was head coach of the Red Devils, Brandon Hardwick, giving his thoughts on the season so far and what he expects to see out of the Dighton Hornets tonight. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's out loud to the field for starting lineups and kickoff between the Dighton Hornets and the Oberlin Red Devils here on today's Best Country 101.1 KFNF.
Where hometown charm meets fresh market dreams. Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin is a feast for the senses. Hand-picked produce, sizzling steaks, and hearty roasts await your dinner table. Quality soars in every aisle. And when the lunch bell rings, their deli dishes out delights that'll turn your midday meal into a culinary escape on select days. See store for details. Shopping at Ray's is a breeze, leaving the heavy lifting to them as they escort your groceries right to your car. Experience the difference at Ray's Grocery. Fresh, friendly, and always local. Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin. Grill has served you pretty well and served you up some pretty tasty meals over the years. Why not treat yourself to a grill that's portable? Yeah, a Halo Grill, where smoke meets innovation. Available at R&M Service Center in Oberlin. The Prime Series of battery-powered pellet grills from Halo offers a versatile outdoor cooking solution that offers real smoke flavor and quality performance. With four different sizes available, you could even take one camping. Learn more about the Halo Grills at R&M Service Center, downtown Oberlin.
Is the difference between going to the bank and going to the bank. When you go to the bank, it's just,
hello, welcome to the bank. How can we bore you?
But when you go to the bank,
hi, welcome to the bank. How can we help you?
And that help is offered to you in 13 Northern Kansas locations to help your financial goals become a reality. From services and loans to state-of-the-art financial products, come to where the difference is better. The bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
To the
school year with an everyday spend reloadable prepaid card from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. This personalized prepaid card can help you conveniently budget for school essentials from food to supplies. It is safer to use than cash, can be managed and reloaded anytime, anywhere using your digital device, and is compatible with mobile wallets. Sign up by calling 785-475-2322 or stopping by one of our branches in Oberlin or Norton. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Improve efficiency and add value to your property with a functional and well-designed workshop from the experts at VAC Construction. With a new limited-time special offer, they're making it even more affordable to get a new workshop with a power lift door that creates maximum versatility for ag machinery, aircraft, commercial operations, and more. Learn more and cash in on this offer today at VAPConstruction.com. That's VAPConstruction.com.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Is Ward Drugs' top priority. Their expert team in downtown Oberlin, Kansas provides diabetic supplies, home medical equipment, braces, and crutches. They offer sports medical supplies to keep you active and healthy. Independently owned and operated, they ensure personalized care with every visit. From your daily needs to specialized medical equipment, Ward Drug has you covered. Visit warddrugstore.com or call 785-475-2285 or even stop in downtown Oberlin. Ward Drug, your trusted partner in health and wellness.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
Say no to bad roofs.
Say yes to AquaShield Roofing.
With over 17 years of providing A-plus services.
Roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, and spray foam insulation.
Plus, AquaShield Roofing offers a workmanship warranty. For your free estimate, give them a call at 785-475-2533. AquaShieldRoofing.com.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1.
Creative Collision in Oberlin reminds you, when involved in an accident, the insurance company will pay for towing to the shop of your choice within a reasonable distance. Not the closest shop available. No law requires you to get more than one estimate. You choose the shop and authorize the repairs. Remember, your car, your choice. Creative Collision, Oberlin's choice body shop for all your collision and restoration services. Call them at 785-470-2130 or stop by at 1843 Highway 83 in Oberlin.
Hi, this is Matt Osmeyer, your Culligan dealer for Rawlins, Decatur, and Norton counties. As we begin another fall sports schedule, we want to wish the best of luck to all area athletes. Culligan of Oberlin is a proud supporter of school activities, and we want to encourage the community to come out and watch all our talented area students participate in all their school activities. And remember, if you have questions about the water in your home, call me for free water analysis at 785-475-2471. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
It's costing more and more to fill up your gas tank these days. When you pay at the pump at Decatur Co-op, you pay less, and you don't have to be a member to enjoy great competitive rates. Decatur Co-op has pay at the pump in Lenora, Jennings, Oberlin, and Herndon, Kansas, along with Danbury, Nebraska. Plus, you don't have to worry about whether it's cash or credit. All prices are the same, and Decatur Co-op accepts all major credit cards and the Decatur Co-op Association card. Next time, fill up at Decatur Co-op.
Decatur County Beef wants to do business with all the local farmers. They want to buy your high moisture corn and grain sorghum, also alfalfa and dry corn anytime. Decatur Beef and Hoxie Feed Yard are always looking for good help. Truck drivers, plumbers, welders, and pan riders. Decatur County Beef is located just north of Oberlin on Highway 83, and Hoxie Feed Yard is just west of Hoxie. Call 785-475-2212 for Decatur County Beef, or call Scott at 785-675-9009. Give them a try. You will be glad you did.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome here from Smith Memorial Field, where we're just about set and ready to go for week 2 edition of Oberlin Red Devil Football. Good evening, everybody. I'm Sam Noll. Do apologize there for the slight technical difficulties we had. Just lost power right as the game was about to start, but we were luckily able to get it up and going. So a beautiful night for football here in Oberlin. 89 degrees, a bit windy for my taste anyway, coming out of the southeast at 13 miles an hour, gusting up to as high as, I'd say, at least 20 miles an hour as the Oberlin Red Devils charged their way onto the field, ready to face tonight's opponent, the Dighton Hornets. Should be a great one here tonight from Smith Memorial Field. Let's take you through our starting lineups. We'll start with the Dighton Hornets on the offensive side of the football. At the offensive line, it'll be guard Colin Conroy, 5'11", 170-pound sophomore. Peyton Redburn, the center, 5'10", 185-pound senior. Boston Scheimer, the 6'4", 185-pound senior, will be at the other guard spot. At the tight end spot, Connor Wilson, 6'1", 175-pound sophomore. At the wide receiver spot, it'll be Jack Jenkinson, 5'8", 160-pound senior. At the quarterback spot tonight, it's Daniel Kramer, 5'10", 165-pound senior, and Ryland Price at the running back spot, 5'8", 165-pound senior. And at the other running back spot, or fullback, whatever you want to call it, 6'2", 200-pound senior, George Von Linrod. On the defensive side of the football, at the DN spots, it'll be Connor Wilson and Boston Scheimer. At the nose guard spot, Ryland Price. Across the linebacker court, it'll be George Von Linrod and Peyton Redburn. At the cornerback spots, it'll be Rodrigo Ortiz and Jack Jenkinson. And at the free safety spot, it'll be Daniel Kramer. Starting lineup tonight for the Oberlin Red Devils. On the offensive line, it'll be 5'11", 218-pound senior Garrett Emick, 5'6", 177-pound sophomore Rustin Bailey, 6'1", 225-pound sophomore Caden Shaw, 5'9", 238-pound sophomore Gus Emick, and 6'3", 210-pound junior Tyler Osmeyer. At the quarterback spot, 5'11", 160-pound sophomore Gage Willoughby. At the running back spot, 5'7", 174-pound sophomore Josiah Pattengall. And at the fullback spot, 5'7", 162-pound freshman Caden Sowers. On the defensive side of the football starting lineup, at the DN spots, will be Garrett Emick and Tyler Ostmeyer. At the nose guard spot, Gus Emick across the linebacker. Three of them for the Red Devils, Rustin Bailey, Josiah Pattengall, and Caden Sowers. And in the in the secondary for the Red Devils, at the cornerback spot, Gage Willoughby, and 5'11", 145-pound senior Talon Savage. Each team has made their way out with their captains to center field here at Smith Memorial Field. Going through the coin toss, the Red Devils wearing the red jerseys tonight with the gray pants, gray numbers, gray helmet with a trident. Going across the side, the Dighton Hornets wearing the white jerseys, black pants. They have the black numbers etched in orange with Dighton scripted across the front. And they've got the black helmets with a nice Hornet logo on the side. Beautiful night for football here from Oberlin Week 2 as the Oberlin Red Devils coming off of a huge win last week over the Greeley County Jackrabbits by a final score of 50-0. And they're trying to replicate that tonight. Dighton coming off of that big win last week in which they took down Rawlins County by a final score of 38-24. So still going through some of the pregame festivities out there at the center of the field, and now we'll have who won the toss. And Oberlin has won the toss, has chosen to defer, and Dighton will receive going left to right. Oberlin will kick it right to left, and we're set and ready to go. Captains tonight for the Red Devils, Tyler Osmeyer, along with number 58, Rustin Bailey, number 0, number eight, excuse me, Josiah Pattengall, and Garrett Emick out there as well for the captains for the Red Devils. Beautiful night for football, and I know I've said a lot, but it is beautiful night, other than it being a bit windy, just kind of like last week in the 80-degree day. And man, oh man, Red Devils happy they didn't have to travel a couple of hours to play tonight. It's Dighton that had to travel a couple of hours, but Oberlin had to make the same trip to begin the season last year. And if you remember back to that game last year, Oberlin ended up losing 52-16, but at one point, it was 16-8 Red Devils in the first quarter of play. Talon Savage broke off with a nice little jet sweep to get it going. All right, we're set and ready to go as the Red Devils have made their way out on the field, stretched down across the 35-yard line, and Garrett Emick will tee up the football and get ready to go for week two action here from Smick Memorial Field. And we'll see the Dighton offense first as Oberlin won the toss and chose to defer. So we're set and ready to go. Garrett Emick has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line. He walks up there and goes through his steps, making his way back. And back to receive for the Hornets, it will be Noah Romer. Looking directly into the sun. Here's the kick. It's a high end-over-end spinner that Romer will take right at the goal line. He's up the field. He's at the 10 or the 15. Breaks a tackle there. Still on his feet as he makes his way out across the 20-yard line. And that's where the Dighton Hornets will start with the football. 11:53 to go in the first quarter of play. And the Red Devil defense taking on this stout Dighton Hornet offense that last week put up 365 total yards, 239 on the ground. See if the Red Devils can stop that rushing attack tonight. So Kramer will go out of the shotgun. He's got a man on either hip of the backfield there. It's Von Lindrod and Price. Kramer awaiting the snap, takes it at the belt, hands it off, now cutting it back up the middle, and got some running room. There is Price as he makes his way out across the 35 to the 40-yard line before he's wrapped up and brought down. Huge gain on first down, and it'll move the sticks as well, and the Dighton Hornets punch Oberlin in the mouth right away. Rylan Price taking it from the 22 out to the 40, gain of 18 on the first play of scrimmage. So it'll bring up set, first down and 10. Out of the I formation now. Kramer under center. Price at the tip of the eye. Von Lindrod between him and Price. Takes the snap. Kramer looking. Pitches it out here to Price. Got some running room. He's at the 40. Crosses it into Red Devil territory before it'll be wrapped up and pushed out of bounds on the far side of the football field, left to right, with 11:29 to go. And he picks up about 4 yards to bring up second down and 6. So second and 6, 11:29 to go in the first quarter of play. An 18-yard gain on the first play of scrimmage. And now Oberlin, not really with their backs against the wall quite yet, but do have their backs facing their own end zone here. 11:29 to go, first quarter of play. Kramer out of the shotgun again. Man on either hip, takes a snap, hands it off on Lindrod. He's met in the backfield, but still trudges his way across the line of scrimmage, carrying Oberlin defenders with him. It was either Gus Simic, Garrett, or Tyler Osmeyer that met him in the backfield right away, but Von Lindrod just kept those legs turning and was able to pick up a few yards. He'll bring up third down and short for the Hornets with 11:10 to go after the pickup of 4. So Von Lindrod with a pickup of 4 yards, 11:03 to go in the first quarter of play. Third down and 2 for the Hornets. Kramer will go out of the shotgun. Von Lindrod off the left hip. Price on the right hip. Kramer awaiting the snap, takes it. It'll be a QB design run. No, he pitches it off the last second of Von Lindrod. He's at the 30, making his way down to the 25-yard line, has the first down and a little bit more, and it'll bring up first down and 10 for the Hornets. That's their second first down of the drive. And so that'll bring up first down and 10 here right from the 25-yard line. After the pickup of 7 there for Von Lindrod. Out of the shotgun, Kramer again. He takes the snap, and it'll be a QB design run for him, but a little flag will stop the play there. Offsides will be called on the Hornets. And so that'll make it first down and 15. Red Devils getting a little bit of help there as the rushing attack from the Hornets so far has got off to a good start. Four rushes for 33 yards already, including an 18-yard gain to the first play from scrimmage. So that'll bring up first down and 15 for the Hornets. 10:16 to go in the first quarter of play. Kramer to the shotgun. A receiver out to either side. Man on the ship of the backfield. Sends a man in motion right to left. Takes the snap. Hands it off. No, he fakes one way and then handed it right back up to Price, who is wrapped up and brought down to the backfield for another loss. Getting there first was Garrett Emick, and the other DN, Tyler Osmeyer, finishes him off. And the Red Devils back him up even more. It'll bring up second down and 16 now for the loss of one. So the Red Devils read that play that brought Von Lindrod in motion. Looked like a jet sweep to him, but instead they give off to Price. They were trying to fake the Red Devils out with that one. Red Devils read it right, and they stuff him in the backfield for a loss of one. Second down and 16. Kramer out of the shotgun. Nobody behind him. Receiver out to either side. Kramer takes the snap. QB to sign. Running. He's wrapped up in the backfield. Gets out of it. Racing off to the left. And Red Devils swarming after him. Tyler Osmeyer will finish it off. And he's dropped for maybe a loss, or he gets right back to the original line of scrimmage. And that'll bring up third down and 16 for the Hornets with 9:21 to go. So the first rush for Daniel Kramer goes nowhere for no gain. It'll bring up third down and 16. Eighth play of the drive coming here for the Hornets. 9:07 to go and count of the first quarter. 0-0 score. Roll Oberlin still awaiting their first possession on the offensive side of the football. And now I've got Dighton pushed back here. Third down and 16. Kramer the shotgun. Man on his hip. Three receivers to the right. One to the left. Sits man in motion across the line. Takes the snap. He's rolling out to his right. Looking. Fires a pass. It's caught right at the original sticks. And brought down there is George Von Lindrod. He was able to pick up the six to get back to the 25-yard line. No, they say he picks up a few more than that as he takes it from the 31 across the 25 to about the 26 or 27-yard line. So a good pickup there on third down. It's going to maybe cut it in half. So a pickup of eight through the air there for the Hornets in play number nine of the possession. For the Hornets will be fourth down and eight from the Red Devil 24. Out of the shotgun, Kramer's got two receivers to the right, man on his hip of the backfield. Kramer takes the snap. It was a low snap. Now he's dropping back to pass, looking at the screen. Set up for Von Lindrod. He's at the 20, wrapped up there, shoveling his way towards the sticks. Did he have enough to get there? His football helmet popped off in the process. I don't think he got it. And this is going to be coming down to the spot, fourth and inches to go there. And we'll see. No, they're going to call it off. And so the Red Devils turn the Hornets over on downs on their first possession. He needed to get to the 15. He got to about the 16-yard line. So still a pickup of eight through the air. Pickup of seven, excuse me, but needed that extra yard to get the first down. So first down and 10 here for the Red Devils with 7:55 to go. They'll start from their own 16. Out of the under the eye formation here, we'll go Gage Willoughby. Patton Gall to tip the eye, takes the snap, hands it off. He's got some running room across the 20, to the 25, 30, 35, 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. The first play from scrimmage, Josiah Patton Gall takes it to the house, and the Red Devils lead it 6-0 with 7:43 to go. How about taking it 64 yards on the first play from scrimmage, and the Red Devils lead it 6-0. After turning over the Hornets on downs, Patton Gall, two cuts, and see you later. So the Red Devils will come out for the two-point conversion. Josiah Patton Gall, 64-yard touchdown run. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. Got Patton Gall on his hip. Takes the snap. QB run. He goes to the outside, diving towards the goal line. And he's going to come up about a half yard short. So the score remains 6-0. two cuts for Josiah Pattengall and a 64-yard touchdown run. His third of the season, and the Red Devils lead it 6-0. We'll be back with more Red Devil football in just a second here on 101.1 KFNF.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a bronze award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where the Red Devils one play into the offensive side of the football. 64-yard touchdown run for Josiah Pattengall, and the Red Devils are on the board first, 6-0. The Red Devils turned over the Hornets on downs, and now we'll give the football back here. Titan got off to a great start there, running the football, and then it was a penalty, a wrap-up in the backfield, and the Red Devils had him pressed up against third down. Gimmick has this one teed up again, sends a high end-over-end kick towards the field. It'll take a bounce at the five-yard line. Still rolling. That ball's live, and the Red Devils will pick it up. Oh, my goodness. A miscommunication by the Hornets, and the Red Devils will have the football inside the 15-yard line. After the Hornets don't even go after the football on the kickoff. It took a weird bounce at the 5 to the 10, and Romer was nowhere even close to getting, so the Red Devils will have the ball. First down and 10 with another chance to punch it in from the 14-yard line. Crazy. How about that for a turnover? And a start for the Red Devils as they'll start from their own 14. .743 to go. Here's the snap. Hand off to Pattengall. He cuts back from one man and then tries to go back up the middle before he's wrapped up and brought down. So that'll bring up second down and 10 as they say Pattengall did get back to the original line of scrimmage. But what a start for the Red Devils. One possession, they go down and score, and then off of the kickoff, they go down and pick it up after Romer had no clue, I think, where the football went. It bounced to 5, it rolled to the 10. He was, like, running in very slowly to get it, and the Red Devils just came in and picked it up. That's a live ball. So 7:03 to go here in the first quarter, 6-0. Oberlin with the football at the Titan 14-yard line. Willoughby out of the shotgun, man on his hip, takes the snap, hands off Pattengall, got some room out there, cuts back, gets it across the 10, diving his way near the 5-yard line. Did he get enough to move the sticks? No, he'll be about a half yard short, but Josiah Pattengall getting lateral there, moving right to left, and was able to get outside, break back towards the middle. It'll bring up third down and short here after the pickup of 8 from Josiah Pattengall. The Red Devils have run 3 offensive plays so far today. All of them to Josiah Pattengall, who's got 3 carries for 72 yards and a TD. 6:21 to go here in the first quarter of play. Red Devils out in front, 6-0. Willoughby will go out of the I formation here. Pattengall to the I. Caden Sowers between him and Willoughby. Willoughby takes the snap. Pattengall off the left side. Got some arm room. Punches across the first down marker with his head going towards the goal line. Did get in? No, come up. About a half yard short. It'll be first down and goal after the pickup of a few yards there. And they'll say a pickup of 4 for Josiah Pattengall. It'll bring up first down for the Red Devils. So the Red Devils with their second first down of the game, first down and goal. They're going to call that from the 1-yard line. 5:50 and count to go in the first quarter. Red Devils trying to take an early 12-0 lead, maybe 14 pending the PAT. Willoughby go out of the I formation again here. He's under center. Sowers between him and Pattengall is at the top of the I. Takes snap, hands it off. Off the right side. Romney is way into the end zone. Yes, he got in for his second touchdown. This one from 1 yard out. And the Red Devils punch Dighton in the mouth here in the first quarter of play. Getting up 12-0 with a chance to make it 14-0 on the PAT. Josiah Pattendall looked a little cast there. And understandably why, is he had every single possession for the Red Devils. Pattendall now 5 carries, 77 yards, a 12-0 Oberlin lead on 2 Pattendall touchdowns. Willoughby go out of the shotgun here. He's got Pattendall on his right hip. Sowers flexed off the line. Takes the snap, hands it off. This is Patton Goff, the right side now, making his way back up the middle of the field. He did. Yes, he did. 2-point conversion. Good. And the Red Devils lead it 14-0, folks, with 5:30 to go in the first quarter of play. We'll take a break. When we come back, more Red Devil football here on 101.1 KF.
Farm Credit of Western Kansas is synonymous with giving back to the community and its members. Whether it's attending events such as wheat plot tours, serving on various boards and committees, volunteering at local county fairs, or delivering $5.5 million in cash patronage checks, Farm Credit of Western Kansas is community driven. Stop in at 1190 South Range in Colby or at one of our convenient outpost offices. Farm Credit of Western Kansas, financing ag for generations.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where the Red Devils have punched Dighton in the mouth first and have punched him good with a 14-0 lead here with 5:30 left in the first quarter of play. Oberlin, on their first possession, took it 64 yards to the house for a TD. Then on the ensuing kickoff, Dighton doesn't go after the ball. Oberlin picks it up at the 14, and a couple of plays later, they're into the end zone with a 2-point conversion. So a 14-0 Oberlin lead with 5:30 to go. Here's the Emmett kick. It'll go end over end. It'll be right at Kramer at the 15. Takes it out of the 20, 25, 30. Got some room there. Breaks the tackle. Diving his way across the 30-yard line. Nearing the 35. The ball at the 34. And that's where Dighton will start with the football for their second possession of the game. So 5:23 to go here in quarter number one. And Dighton with the football down 14-0. Oberlin getting starting out in front early. And that's what Coach Hardwick has been asking for from his squad here all season long and all of last year as well. Start early, and they have here 14-0. Kramer out of the shotgun, two receivers to the right, takes a snap, hands it off. This is Von Lindrod. He's at the 30, the 35, turns the corner to the 40, and he's wrapped up and brought down on the far side of the field by Rustin Bailey. Gage Willoughby was in there along with Garrett Emmett. It'll bring up second down and short here for the Dighton Hornets with 5:17 to go. Oberlin in front, 14-0. What a start for the Red Devils. So they'll say a 7-yard pickup there on the jet sweep option from Von Lindrod. And Kramer will now go out of the shotgun again. He's got Price on his hip. Noel Gard of the I formation here. Price at the tip of the eye. Von Lindrod between him. Takes the snap. It's a handoff. Von Lindrod charging his way forward, taking tacklers with him. And he dives across the first down marker and gets across the 35-yard line of the Red Devils as well to pick up a first down as they'll take him to the 36 here. So a great pickup. So a pickup of 12 on that play. Out of the shotgun, takes the snap, pitches out. Here's Price. He's got some room to the 35 to the 30. Turn the corner there, and he did. So after the pickup of 10, Price is able to get 5, and that Dighton rushing attack is not going away. So that'll bring up second down and 6 or so. Yeah, pickup of 4 there for Price. So second down and 6, 4:51 left in the first quarter of play. Kramer will go out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers out to the right, none to the left. Sends a man in motion right to left across the line. Takes the snap. Kramer can beat his side run. He's running over the outside. He's at the 30 to the 25 before he's wrapped up and brought down, trying to lunge the football towards the sticks. Did he get enough of a pin on the spot? It might mark him about a half yard short. He needed and got only five. That'll bring up third down and really short. Third down at about the length of the football here for the Hornets with 4:30 and counting to go in the first quarter of play. And the Oberlin Red Devils out there looking a little gassed, and so Hardwick putting in a couple of different stunts here. 4:17 and counting to go in the first quarter. Red Devils with a 14-0 lead. Out of the I formation, Kramer of the QB sneak off the right side. He's able to get the first down and quite a few yards more. Takes it from the 25 to almost the 20-yard line on the QB sneak. That'll bring up first down again here for the Hornets. Butterfield on the tackle. So it'll be first down and 10 here for the Hornets from the 22 after the pickup of three. 3:57 to go in the first quarter, 14-0, Hornets in front. First down and 10 from the Oberlin Red Devil 22-yard line. Kramer out of the I formation again, takes the snap, hands it off. Price wrapped up in the backfield, was able to get out of it, lunges his way towards the 20-yard line. Are they going to give him the 20? I think so. So he was able to pick up two, but it'll bring up second down and 8. Can the Red Devils come up again big here with their kind of backs against their own end zone? Are able to force a turnover on downs their first time out on a 9-play drive that started at the Dighton 22. Now this one going on to its sixth play here that started the Dighton 34-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Hornets. Ball on the Oberlin Red Devil 20-yard line. Kramer will guard the shotgun. Man on either hip. It's Price and Von Lind right out of the backfield with him. Kramer awaits the snap, takes it, fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right, looking to throw. He does. The pass is up. It's caught by Wilson, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown just over the outstretched arms of Talon Savage. And in the back of the backfield there, almost wrapping up and bringing him down for a sack was Osmeyer. But it'll go down as a 20-yard pass and catch from Kramer to Wilson, and it's 14-6 with 2:54 to go in the first quarter of play. So many almost maybes right there for the Red Devils. If Osmeyer just would have got there a second earlier, if Savage maybe just timed his jump a second later, I'd have been able to pick that off. Instead, it ends up being a 20-yard pass and catch. Kramer's third touchdown of the season. Wilson's second receiving. And now they'll try to go for the two-point, try to cut it to a six-point game. Two receivers out to the right, none to the left. Kramer to the shotgun, to demand a motion left to right. Makes the jet sweep. Now it'll be a pitch out to Price. He's one-on-one with Sowers. Breaks loose from him, and he's into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 2:54 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Dighton down to Oberlin, 14-8. This is Oberlin Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
At FNB Bank in Oberlin, you're getting a dedicated team of professionals who prioritize your financial needs. They offer the convenience of online and telephone banking, plus debit cards that make transactions seamless. And when they say team, they mean a tradition of trust and reliability. They're here to support you long after you open your account. So when it comes to banking, be confident knowing FNB Bank will go the extra mile for you. FNB Bank in Oberlin. Visit them online at fnbbank.com.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Insurance, it seems like you can never have enough. And when it comes to peace of mind, it's good to have the right insurance in place. Fredrickson Insurance Agency in Oberlin can help you do just that. Fredrickson's can help with supplemental insurance for your home, farm, business, auto, and yes, even your crop. Fredrickson's will help you find the best plan from the best companies. Insurance, get the best from Fredrickson Insurance Agency next to the Landmark in downtown Oberlin. 785-475-3883.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field. 14-8, Red Devils in front with 2:54 to go as the Hornets go on a 7-play, 46-yard drive that culminates in a 20-yard pass and catch from Daniel Kramer to Connor Wilson for a touchdown. And Kramer threw that off of his back foot with Tyler Osmeyer all over him. And Talon Savage just at the last second jump And if he just would have jumped maybe a second earlier, even a second later, might have been able to get his hands on the ball. But instead, it ends up being a touchdown. So Red Devils trying to respond here. 2:54 to go in quarter number one. It'll be Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got Patton Gall on his hip. One receiver out to the right, one to the left. Sends a man in motion. No, that's Patton Gall that'll take the snap, and he looks to hand it off. It was Willoughby that was flanked out to the left as a receiver. They were trying to maybe get him lateral there on the jet sweep. And do we have a penalty here as the play was stopped dead? And so it looks like Gus Emmett came running off the field. Maybe something was wrong with his helmet or his pads or something. It's just an equipment issue, but he runs off. A new body runs in for the Red Devils, and we'll redo it again. 2:54 to go. Red Devils starting from their own 15-yard line with 2:54 to go here in the first quarter of play. Out of the shotgun, it is Patton Gall. QB denied run off to the right side. He breaks a tackle there at the 15, dives his way to the 20-yard line, and a man right in his face right away. That was Connor Wilson. Just stiff-armed him to the left side, got him way out of the way first, and then trudged his way forward before being pushed hard out of bounds by Daniel Kramer, and that'll bring up second down and about five for the Red Devils. So Josiah Patton Gall, he has been the workhorse so far today. That time out of what you could consider would be a Wildcat, since Willoughby is listed as the starter. We're going to say six on the scoreboard, and we'll go with them. Second down and four from their own 21-yard line. 2:47 to go. 14-8 Oberlin in front. Willoughby out of the shotgun, man on his hip, receiver out to the right, almost a high snap. No, it's Patton Gall, handing it off here to Sowers. Sowers races it up the left side of the field, gets right to the sticks, and then pushed backwards. We'll say he picks up about three, and it'll bring up third down and one. So Sowers, with his first carry of the game, goes there for about 4 yards. It'll bring up third down and one. 3-yard pickup, excuse me, for Sowers. 2:17 and counting to go in the first quarter of play. Red Devils a 14-0 lead, both on Josiah Patton Gall running touchdowns, one from 64, the other from 1 yard after Red Devils got the short field and secured it. Out of shotgun here. Here out to the right, man on the snap. It's Patton Gall handing it off to Sowers. Got some running room. Got the first down. Dives his way towards the 30-yard line before he'll be wrapped up and brought down there. So it'll move the sticks as he takes it from the 24 out to almost the Red Devil 30. So it'll be a pickup of five for Caden Sowers and a first down for the Red Devils. So 1:48 and counting to go here in the first quarter of play. Red Devils with the football, 14-8. 64-yard touchdown run to start it out for the Red Devils. Then Patton Gall with a 1-yard TD run just a few seconds after that. Patton Gall out of the shotgun again here. He's got a man on his hip. That's Sowers. One receiver out to the right. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. QB run off the right side. He's got some running room. Lowers his shoulder. Still on his feet at the 35. To the 40 as he trucked a man on his way across the 40-yard line into Dighton territory. Man, oh man, he made that look easy. And Patton Gall again comes up big for the Red Devils. Being the lower man on that one as he faced the Dighton Hornet one-on-one right there to the outside after a pickup of about three and just trucked his defender, carried a defender with him across the 40-yard line, and the Red Devils will take it from the 29 to the 39, and it'll bring up first down. So a pickup of 12 on that run for Josiah Patton Gall for another Red Devil first down. 56 seconds and counting to go in the first quarter of play. It'll be Patton Gall out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the right. Sowers off to his left. Sends a man in motion. Takes a snap, looking to throw out in the flat. Sowers with a catch. He's wrapped up in the backfield. No! Shoots a defender. Gets out across the line of scrimmage. And maybe gained a yard. How about that for the young freshman? Caught it with about three men. Just dodged him down there in the backfield. He was able to juke one of them and dive across the sticks for a pickup of a yard. That'll bring up first down. Patton Gall with his first pass of the season, and it goes for a yard. there to Caden Stowers, who had a four-yard touchdown catch last week. But it came from Gage Willoughby. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. We'll see if the Red Devils can take all the way down or if they can get the five-second warning. Out of the shotgun set, it'll be Patton Gall. Sowers on his hip, sends him out into the left. Now he's looking to throw it. Has Tyler Rossmeyer wide open. The pass is picked off by Kramer at the 25-yard line as he races back up the Oberlin sideline of the 40. And it's the first Red Devil turnover of the game, and it's picked off at the 25 by the ball-hawking free safety, Daniel Kramer. Gets Tyler Rossmeyer wide open on a little quarter pattern, but that's how the first quarter will come to a close. One quarter down here from Oberlin. It is Oberlin in front, 14-8. This is Oberlin Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rob Hens, and we are proud to have served our community for the past 20 years. And boy, has surgical techniques changed. Gone are the days of large incisions and weeks in a cam boot. Now I can perform these surgeries through a tiny 2-millimeter incision, and you can walk out on your own 2 feet with only a Band-Aid. Your first step towards better health is to call High Plains Podiatry.
A step towards better health, High Plains Podiatry.
Forget the flashy ads and gimmicks. Farmers, you need fertilizer equipment you can trust. J.D. Styles in Atwood, Kansas delivers what truly matters, integrity and innovation. From custom fertilizer trailers and pit stop chemical systems to liquid fertilizer systems, they've got it all. Need more efficient spraying equipment? They have the most innovative ATV and UTV sprayers available. No frills, just quality. Visit them online at jdskiles.com or 101 Grant Street in Atwood, Kansas today. J.D. Styles, where farmers meets excellence without compromise.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where we get ready to start our second quarter of play. The Red Devils out in front, 14-8, but it's coming off of an INT. First down and 10 here. Kramer looking back to throw. Was still one hit. Now he takes up on the run across the 40. The 35 jukes the defender there after they started first down and 10 from the Oberlin 39-yard line there. And so Red Devils had a good drive going there, did it with the rushing attack, and then the one time that they tried to throw it once there, but then and got about a yard on it. Then they tried to throw it again, had Tyler Rossmeyer kind of open on a corner route, but Kramer came in, read the quarterback's eyes, and he got a pick that'll bring up second down and 5 here for the Hornets. After the 5-yard scramble from Daniel Kramer, he's out of the shotgun again. Receiver out to either side. Kramer sends Van de Boos right to left. Takes a snap, face the handoff. QB run up the middle. He's met in the backfield, and then finishing him off will be Rustin Bailey. Man, he came in like a hornet, you could say, and finished him off from his linebacker spot. Man, oh man, Rustin Bailey with a huge hit right there to force him right back to the line of scrimmage, and that will bring up 3rd down and 5. So 3rd and 5. Ball on the Oberlin 35-yard line here for the Hornets. Kramer looking at the wristband after running the play out of the huddle. Hornets facing another 3rd down. The Red Devils have been doing a good job getting them to the 3rd downs. But trying to get him off the field, that's been the big issue. Out of the shotgun, Kramer, 2 receivers to the right. Man on his hip, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw it over the middle of the field. The pass is overthrown way over the top of everybody. Kramer hits the deck hard as he was just mashed in the backfield by Caden Stowers and Tyler Rossmeyer. You could say crunched back there. And with 11:02 to go, opening up 4th down and 5 in decision time for Coach Ken Simon of the Dighton Hornets. So 4th down and 5, 11:02 to go here in the first half of play. Red Devils in front by 6, 14-8. Oberlin looking to go 2-0 for the first time since 2021. Those were the first 2 wins of head coach Brandon Hardwick's career here at Oberlin. So he'd love nothing more to add a couple more here in 2024 and start 2-0 with a big win over Dighton. And they're 1 quarter down with it. 14-8 out of the shotgun. Kramer, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Man on the sit. Sends a man in motion left to right across the line. Takes the snap. QB run. No, he's still looking to throw over to the right side. He's in trouble. Cuts back. Reverses 3-0 at the 40. Has a man. And he's wide open as Wilson at the 20. 15. 10. And he's finally wrestled down and out of bounds at the 5-yard line. The Red Devils missed their chance to get him off the field. Daniel Kramer with a 30-yard pass and catch. This one goes to Connor Wilson. And so that'll bring up first down and goal here for the Hornets. Hornets going after the score and the lead. If they can get the two-point conversion, they'd have a two-point lead. 10:51 to go in quarter number two, 14-8. First down and goal. Officially marked out of the 7-yard line. Kramer out of the shotgun, man on either hip. Kramer taking a long time, gets the snap, looking, QB design, run up the middle, he's met at the goal line and brought pushed backwards. They'll say to about the, just got across the 5 actually, but he was met pretty close to the goal line and forced backwards. I think it was Josiah Pattengall or Caden Sowers that met him right there before the goal line. He's able to pick up a couple, it'll bring up second down and goal. So Daniel Kramer officially with a pickup of 4 there. They'll mark the ball at the 3. Second down and goal at the 3-yard line for the Hornets. 14-8. Red Devils in front with 10:22 to go in quarter number 2. Out of the shotgun here, it'll be a wildcat snap for Von Lindrod. Von Lindrod takes the snap, runs it up the middle. He's met by the Red Devil defense. He's going nowhere. Pushed backwards 2 yards. And the Red Devils will force a 3rd and goal. 10:06 to go here in quarter number 2, and a huge stop right there. Von Lindrod had nowhere to go right from the get-go on that wildcat snap. They say he ends up losing 2 on the play. That'll bring up 3rd and goal for the Hornets from the 5-yard line. 9:50 and counting to go. See what Ken Simon and those Dighton Hornets want to do here. Kramer will go under center this time. It'll be I formation. Price at the tip of the eye. In between him and Kramer is Von Lindrod. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right. Has Wilson wide open for the touchdown, and he's in for 5 yards down. Just a little PA boot, and they got to make it 14-14. PA pending here for a chance at the lead. So Daniel Kramer from 5 yards out here. It's Connor Wilson for his second touchdown of the game. And so we'll see what Dighton wants to do now here. 14 all, 9:28 to go. This is huge for the Red Devils. They didn't come up with a stop here. It'll be Kramer out of the shotgun. Two receivers off to the left. Has a man behind him. Says a man in motion left right across the line. Takes the snap. QB run up the middle. And did he get in? I think he might be short. No, he didn't get in. Kramer was met at the line of scrimmage by the linebacker corps for the Red Devils. Rustin Bailey, Josiah Pattengall, a couple of others forced backwards. So the Red Devils keep it a tie with 9:28 to go in the second quarter of play. It's 14 all here from Oberlin. This is Oberlin Red Devils Football on 101.1 KFNF.
Are you looking for the best internet service in town? Look no further than Nextech, your local provider that offers true gig speed and full fiber internet. With Nextech, your home can enjoy unlimited data and no contracts. When you need help, a Nextech employee in Kansas is ready to take your call any day of the week. Experience seamless connectivity with Nextech home internet for just $69, and your first bill is even on us. Don't settle. Visit next-tech.com to learn more.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where so far we have got a great game going on for you. Might have to buckle up your seatbelts for the rest of it. 14-14. Each team has had their chances, and each team has had a couple of turnovers that I'm sure they'd like back. Dighton on the kickoff, just not going after the football. Oberlin picked it up at the 14-yard line and scored. And Oberlin, after putting a great drive together that got him into Dighton territory, an interception that Dighton turned in to 6 points, but Oberlin keeps it out of the end zone for a two-point conversion, and we're tied up at 14 apiece. 9:28 to go in the second quarter of play, and back there deep to receive it is Christian Smith, Titus, and Gage Willoughby. High end-over-end kick that'll bounce right to the goal line and roll all the way out of the back of the end zone for a touchback, and Oberlin will get the ball first down and 10 from the 15-yard line. So the Red Devils, their second drive here that has started the 15, they had one that started a little in front of that, and one play, two cuts for Josiah Pattengall, 64 yards and a touchdown. And then Oberlin out of the 14 after the miscommunication from the Hornets on the kickoff and tied it up just as quick. So it's 14-14, 9:28 to go here in the first half of play. Oberlin back out of the football field, the offensive side here. Pattengall will be the quarterback again. He'll go out of the shotgun. He's got Caden Sowers on his hip, a receiver out to either side. Pattengall takes the snap, QB run right up the middle. He's wrapped up and brought down, but does pick up a few yards as he gets it out across the first down marker. It gets it out across the right line of scrimmage, almost near the 20-yard line after a nice pickup of about four. That'll bring up second down and six. And wait for the official spot here. Josiah Pattengall has been the workhorse so far for the Red Devils. He's got eight carries for 98 yards and a pair of touchdowns. He'll be the quarterback again. He's got Sowers on his left hip, a receiver out to either side. Pattengall out of the shotgun, takes the snap and almost went over his head. Now he's just got to take off and run off the left side. He's able to break a couple tackles, still on his feet. Kramer finally has to come in to finish him off, and he was able to pick up a yard. And head coach Ken Simon is not liking that at all as he is halfway out on the field yelling at his defense saying, we got to wrap up and tackle. Coach Hardwick liking it, though, after he kind of just went into scramble mode. 8:29 to go. Picks up two on that just scramble, and it'll bring up eight. It'll bring up third down and five. 8:20 to go here in the second quarter. 14-14. Oberlin trying to go on a nice long drive here to end the quarter and go into the break up. See if they can do it. Pattengall again will be the quarterback. He goes out of the shotgun. He's got Sowers on his hip. One receiver out to the right. Willoughby there in the backfield. Takes the snap, looking, throws out. And the pass almost picked off again as he was looking for Tyler Osmeyer across the middle of the field. And once again, the ball hawking Daniel Kramer was in there to almost pick it off. And it'll bring up fourth down and five. So decision time here for Coach Hardwick. And it looks like he's going to run out there and put the punt team on. So he's had Pattengall go back there and be the quarterback the past couple of drives. And the Red Devils, consequentially, on a couple of those drives, a turnover here, and now a punt. And so back to kick this one away will be Caden Sowers. Kramer will receive it just across the 25-yard line. Here's the snap and the punt. It's a nice spinner from Sowers that Kramer will take just across the 25. Jukes out Osmeyer to the 30. 35-yard line. Cuts back at the 40. Still got some running room down the sideline to the 30. Spins off a man and will be pushed out of bounds. It was the punter, Caden Sowers, to come in and knock him out of bounds, but he was able to drudge his way across. Osmeyer was down there first, but just kind of got heavy-footed down there and was pushed out of bounds. So it'll bring up first down and 10 here for the Hornets, just across the 30 at about the 29. 7:52 to go in the first half of play, 14 all. Dighton has scored the last two touchdowns here. Weren't able to get it in for the two-point conversion. Kramer out of the I formation. Price at the tip of the eye. Takes a snap. Hands off on Lindrod. Cuts across the 25. Stephon Mann. He's at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Diving towards the end zone. Did he get in? No. They're going to call him just a bit short. Maybe at the one-yard line. So a huge pickup there for George Von Lindrod. And on the just a little fullback trap right up the middle, he was able to cut back. It was 7:42 to go here. It'll be first down and goal after one play. So George Von Lindrod there with a 28-yard pickup. First down and goal for the Hornets from the one-yard line. Kramer will go under center. He's got Price at the tip of the eye, takes the snap, QB sneak right up the middle, and he's in with a forward progress for the touchdown. So Daniel Kramer, on the stat book with a touchdown running now after two throwing, and it's 20-14 with 7:40 to go. So another big stop here coming for the Red Devils as they need to keep him out of the end zone and see if they can do it. Here's the snap. QB keeper Von Lindrod throws it over the middle to Kramer for the two-point conversion. So it's an even eight-point lead, 22-14. 7:40 to go here in the first half of play. We'll be back with more Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Agriculture, a hard-working industry built by a labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears. An industry that is constantly changing at an increasing rate with not enough hours in the day. Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to help carry the burden by offering multiple financing options, in-depth soil health and productivity analysis, field-by-field seed recommendations, and industry-leading services. Nutrien, working smarter and harder. Contact your local Nutrien today.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
So the last three scores have went to the Dighton Hornets, and they have taken the lead 22-14 with 7:40 to go. And now we'll be kicking off to the Red Devils, who have a shot here to go down and tie the game. Oberlin led after the first quarter 14-6, but it's been back-to-back scoring drives for the Hornets after forcing a turnover on downs and getting an interception right as the first quarter came to a close. So the Red Devils trying to get a little bit of something going here and do have some bad news. Looks like Garrett Emick is off to the side getting looked at by the trainers. Hopefully he's going to be okay. And this kick will go out of the back of the end zone. And once again, over the line, first down and 10 from the 15-yard line. As Emick, look, he's up, he's all good, but just sitting there and getting looked at. Hopefully everything's going to be okay with him. But the Red Devils will try to play without him, and he is a big presence there on the offensive line and especially on the defensive side of the football. 22-14, Dighton out in front, 7:40 to go in the second quarter of play. Oberlin will have the football. They're going to go out of the I formation again here. Gage Willoughby will be taking the snaps after Josiah over the past couple of drives has been running the quarterback spot. Willoughby out of the I formation takes the snap, and he might have fumbled the snap, picked it up, and just dives forward for a couple of yards. I don't know if that was a designed QB sneak there on the first play, but I guess that's how they'll go for it. And he does pick up a few yards behind his defense and was able to get behind his offensive line, excuse me, and he's able to pick up three. So bring up second down and three here for the Red Devils. Gage Willoughby with his first rushing attempt of the day. Second and three for the Red Devils at about the 14-yard, at about the 19-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Out of the I formation, excuse me, Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off, Patton Gull, trying to get to the outside, cuts back there, he's still got some running room, trying to go after the ball was Kramer, he was able to hold on to it, takes it across the sticks for the first down, as he'll take it from about the 19 out to the 30, so a great pickup right there for Josiah Patton Gull. So it'll be a pickup to the 29-yard line. So I'll say a pickup of 10 there for Josiah. So Oberlin has the football on the other side of the 40-yard line in their own territory. 6:22 to go, first down and 10 from the 29-yard line. Willoughby under center, takes the snap, hands it off, and they were trying to get Sowers with it. He's still on his feet before he's finally wrapped up and brought down. Maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage, but then he was able to break free and rushed it out to the right where he was swarmed again by the Hornets and put backwards. He loses 2 or 3 yards, and will bring up second down and long here for the Red Devils, see what they want to do. So second and long for the Red Devils, 5:54 to go in the first half of play. They'll say second down and 12 after the loss of two there for Caden Sowers as they try to go a little fullback action there, and the Hornets read it. They got a four-man front, and it is working good. Willoughby will go under center, out of the I formation again. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye, takes the snap, hands it off. Patton Gall goes to the outside. He's got some running room, cuts back at the 35, still on his feet at the 40 as he's dragging defenders across into Dighton territory before he's wrapped up and brought down to the 35-yard line. When in doubt, go to Josiah Patton Gall as he takes it from the 27 all the way into plus territory at about the 35-yard line. So a pickup of 18 for Josiah Patton Gall. He now has 11 carries on the night for 128 yards rushing. 5:16 to go in the second quarter of play, 22-14. Red Devils trying to go on a nice drive here, get into the end zone, and tie this thing up. Tyler Rossmeyer will run the play into the huddle. 5:03 to go in the second quarter of play. It'll be Willoughby back there under center again. He's got Sowers directly behind him, and then off to the right is Pattengill. Willoughby under center, 4:47 to go. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolling out to the right. QB keep, he's at the 30, and we got a flag out, probably holding as it comes from the back. And just it was a great play design right there. So they say Willoughby maybe gained a yard, and holding will be called. So it'll go from the spot of the foul or where that flag is. So they say he gained about a yard, but they'll lose 10, and it'll bring up first down and 10 or so. As he actually got it out farther than that, crossed the 30, and made it out to about the 32. So he picked up 7 on the carry, but then loses some of it due to the penalty. The first for the Red Devils of the night. So it'll be first down and 20 for the Red Devils. On the other side of the 40 again. Willoughby out of the shotgun, takes the snap. QB run to the right side this time. He's got some running room off the right side, still keeping the feet going as he makes his way out across the 40-yard line. That'll bring up second down. So that they accepted the penalty, so the gained yardage there doesn't count towards Willoughby, but that one will. And it'll bring up, as he picks up about 5, it'll make it second down and 4:15. And they'll actually make it 14. 4:12 to go here in the second quarter of play. 22-14. Red Devils with the football just a hair across the 40-yard line into Dighton territory. But backs kind of up against the wall here. They're taking a long time getting the plays in. They're already getting the 10-second here. Well, he'll be taking his time. He'll go out of the shotgun. Now he's getting the count. He's got to get this snap off. Willoughby surveying the defenders, and we're going to have a delay of game penalty. And so that'll move them back again. And the Red Devils, the past two times, Willoughby looking around like he didn't even know, but the past two times, they've taken a long time getting that play in from the sideline. And so that'll bring up second down and 19 now. So a holding penalty to start there. And now a delay of game penalty. And Dighton has got Oberlin right where they want him. The Red Devils got to draw up something good here. Second down and 19. 3:36 to go in the second quarter. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. Sowers on his hip. Takes the snap. QB run off to the right side. Willoughby still looking to run. Now he cuts back there. Still on his feet of the 40 as he dives across there. So he picks up that yardage that he just got before the delay of game penalty. And it'll bring up third down and 15 or 14 or so. And we got a timeout on the field taken by the Red Devils. So we'll keep it right here. Like to thank some more of our sponsors of today's game. Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Culligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western, Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, and Frederickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. So Willoughby with another gain of 6 there, and he kind of gets the yardage back that he lost, that the Red Devils lost on the delay of game penalty. So they have 3rd and 13 from the 39-yard line of Dighton with 3:23 to go. The sticks sit right at the 35-yard line, and this is where you need kind of Tyler Rossmeyer to come up big, somebody in the receiving game here. And we'll see what Coach Hardwick wants to do, maybe try to get half of it back on a little run play or something. But the Red Devils, desperate need of some positive yardage here. After the drive got going really well on a couple of Josiah Pattengill runs, who has had himself quite the night so far already with 2 touchdowns and 128 yards rushing. The Red Devils kind of went a different way here, giving them a little bit of break with Gage Willoughby running it out to the outside either time. 22-14, 3:23 to go here in the first half of play. So the Red Devils trot back out onto the football field. Ball placed at the 39-yard line of Dighton. The Hornets, they know it's 2-down territory here. So you got to get through the next 2 downs. And we'll see what Coach Hardwick wants to do. Maybe try to get half of it back on this play and then go for the sticks on fourth down. Or is he going to try to go for it all here? Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. He's got Sowers on his hip. Takes the snap, hands it off. This is Sowers off the left side. He's got some running room. He's at the 35. Cuts back there. Flags all the way around. Three of them down. And we'll see. Maybe the Red Devils will get luckier and have some offsetting penalties. Or do the Red Devils have some holds there on the perimeter? That was something that the Red Devils kind of stressed this week was the perimeter blocking. And looks like we're going to have a penalty on the Hornets because the white hat was looking at Hardwick. But now he's pointing at Ken Simon. So there's holding on the Red Devils. And that'll mark him back 10 more yards, and it'll make it third down and 23. So the name of this drive is the penalty drive. Three penalties for the Red Devils, culminating in 25 yards going the other way. Bring up third down and 23. The sticks sit at the Dighton 25-yard line. The Red Devils are at their own 30. Out of the shotgun, Willoughby takes the snap, rolling out to his right. It's Pattengall throwing to Willoughby, actually, and it'll be out of the reach, and it'll bring up fourth down. So the Red Devils kind of squander that drive, and hopefully they're able to get it back there in the second half. Just some penalties there that kind of forced that drive to go the other way. So that'll bring up fourth down for the Red Devils, and they call it 24 on the scoreboard. Sowers will be back to punt. It was Kramer that got such great yardage back on the punt the last time. He stands at about the 15-yard line of his own. Sowers will punt it away from the Red Devil 20. It's a low snap. Sowers with some time. Now he's looking. Punts it high end over end. Kramer will take the fair catch right at about the 21. And Ostmeyer was trying to get out of the way there of Kramer. And luckily he did, or else there could have been some kick-catch interference. But 3:06 to go here in the second quarter. It is Oberlin down 22-14, and they'll give it back to the Hornets. So the Red Devils there, three penalties on that drive, culminating in 25 yards. And that's something Coach Hardwick's going to look at. Hope that doesn't happen again. Got to limit those mistakes. That's what we kind of talked about with them in the pregame show. First down and 10 for the Red Devils from just for the Hornets. Just on the other side of the 20 at the 18. Takes a snap, fakes the QB sneak. Now he's wrapped up in the backfield. Kramer able to get out of it. And now there's a flag that'll come in. Coming there to get him right away was Theo Butterfield. And then finishing it off was Josiah Pattengall. We'll see what the yardage is going to be. And it's going to be holding on the Hornets, and that'll move them backwards. So the Red Devils will take that one. Josiah Pattengall doing a pretty good job there to finish off the tackle. Theo Butterfield came in as well and started it. 2:59 left in the first half, 22-14. It'll make it first down and 20 for the Hornets, and they're going to back him up inside the 10 at about the 9-yard line. Dighton with just their second penalty of the day. And first down and 20 for the Hornets from the 9-yard line after it was a QB design run of the fake jet option for Kramer. Two receivers out to the left, one to the right, man on his hip. Kramer sends a man in motion left to right across the line, takes the snap, QB run up the middle this time. He's got some running room, gets out across the 10, making his way near the 15 before he's wrapped up and brought down by Butterfield again, and that'll bring up second down with 2:48 left here in the first half of play. So he gets about half of it back. Gain of 5. It'll make it second down and 15. Kramer with his 8th carry already for 23 yards. 110 on the ground. Pretty balanced as well. Von Lindrod with 54. Kramer with 23. And Price, who they really went to heavily on the first drive, haven't gone back to him a lot. He's got 33 yards. Kramer will go out of the shotgun here. Second down and 15. Nobody in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Kramer takes the snap, looking to throw. Pumps. Now he throws. Has a man out in the flat. That's Wilson. Pass caught right at the sticks. And now will make his way out across the 30-yard line. Did he have enough to pick up the first down? It was just kind of a levels play there with him and another wide receiver on the outside. And he was forced out of bounds right at the sticks. It's actually going to bring up third down. So a pickup of 14 through the air there for Kramer, but they needed one more yard. Wilson has been his target tonight. Four catches for 69 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Third down and one for the Hornets. 2:06 to go in quarter number two. Kramer will go under center of the I formation. QB sneak off the left side. He's got the first down and a couple more. And so the Hornets will get some room to work with 2:03 to go before the half. Up 22-14, trying to punch in a late touchdown. Ken Simon not wanting a timeout because the clock stops there on the as they move the chains. Now it starts running again as it ticks under 2 minutes left. Kramer will go out of the shotgun again. He's got two receivers out to the left, one to the right. Out of the shotgun, nobody in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Kramer looking to throw all the time. Throws out of the flat. Caught by Von Lindrod for about seven before he's pushed out of bounds there by Talon Savage on the far side of the field and Rustin Bailey, and it'll bring up second down and three. Daniel Kramer without an incompletion so far today as well. 7 of 7 for 87 yards. 1:44 to go. And the big thing there was he got out of bounds. They're actually going to say he only picked up about 5 through the air there. I thought it was closer to 7. Von Lindrod with his third reception. Second down and 5. Kramer out of the shotgun again. Same formation. 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Kramer takes the snap, looking, quick throw. This is Von Lindrod right of the sticks, turns around, and gains a couple of more yards after that as well before he's ushered out by Savage and Bailey again. And so the sticks move, and the Hornets are into Red Devil territory as they take it from their own 31 to across the 40-yard line at about the 36. Gain of 13 there through the air. Kramer out of the shotgun again. Two to the left, one to the right. Takes the snap. Looking to throw as a man out in the flat. Pass is caught out there and making his way. That's Rylan Price. Pass was caught right at about the 30. He made his way towards the sticks. And did he get enough to pick up the first down? And they're going to say yes. So he got 10 there. So it's a gain of 13 and then a gain of 10. That's Price's first reception of the day, and Dighton just making their way down the field on short, simple passes, keeping in front of the Red Devils secondary. First down and 10 here for the Hornets from the 25-yard line. Kramer to the shotgun, two to the left, one to the right. Now we get a timeout of the football field that'll be taken by the Red Devils. 1:19 to go here before the halftime break. 22-14, Hornets out in front. We'll take a break. Be back with more Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Grill has served you pretty well and served you up some pretty tasty meals over the years. Why not treat yourself to a grill that's portable? Yeah, a Halo Grill, where smoke meets innovation. Available at R&M Service Center in Oberlin. The Prime Series of battery-powered pellet grills from Halo offers a versatile outdoor cooking solution that offers real smoke flavor and quality performance. With four different sizes available, you could even take one camping. Learn more about the Halo Grills at R&M Service Center, downtown Oberlin.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Oberlin. 1:19 to go before each team will head to the locker rooms for their halftime adjustments. And Dighton has just been methodically making their way down the field with some short passes here. And Daniel Kramer has hit a couple of different receivers, but he is now 9 of 9 for 112 yards. Out of the shotgun as Kramer takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw, still looking. Now we'll throw a long deep ball into the end zone, and it's caught by Von Lindrod. He came back, went around Savage, and was able to pick it out of the air for the touchdown from 26 yards out. And just like that, it is now 28-14. Hornets Savage was in coverage and had Von Lindrod blanketed, but Von Lindrod just stopped, and Savage kept running and came back to the football and was able to get it. 26-yard touchdown pass for Daniel Kramer, his third of the day. And so now, trying to make it 30-14 in a 16-point lead, a true two-possession game with a couple of two-point conversions. Kramer will go out of the shotgun. Red Devil faithful, trying to get loud. Kramer with two receivers to the left, sends a man in motion left to right, takes the snap, rolling out to his right. He'll be wrapped up in the backfield and brought down. Caden Sowers came back there to get him, and he leaves it at a 14-point gain, 28-14. 109 to go here before the break. We'll take a break with him. 28-14, Dighton in front here on 101.1 KFNF.
Where hometown charm meets fresh market dreams, Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin is a feast for the senses. Hand-picked produce, sizzling steaks, and hearty roasts await your dinner table. Quality soars in every aisle. And when the lunch bell rings, their deli dishes out delights that'll turn your midday meal into a culinary escape on select days. See store for details. Shopping at Ray's is a breeze, leaving the heavy lifting to them as they escort your groceries right to your car. Experience the difference at Ray's Grocery. Fresh, friendly, and always local. Ray's Grocery in downtown. Downtown Oberlin.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Oberlin. A 26-yard pass and catch from Daniel Kramer to George Von Lindrod. Third touchdown pass of the day for Daniel Kramer. And it's 28-14 with 109 to go. As Dighton, after Oberlin got out to a 14-0 lead, has come back with the last four scores and has taken a 28-14 lead. But the Red Devils just need two touchdown plays. As here's a high end-over-end kick. That'll be received there by Sowers right at about the 5. Cuts up at the 10 to the 15. Still on his feet at the 20 to the 25 before he's wrapped up and brought down. First time the Red Devils have returned a kick today. And they get it out across the 25, almost to the 30. So some good field position for the Red Devils here with 1:02 to go in the second quarter of play. So 28-14, 1:02 left in the second quarter. The last Red Devil drive was one marked by penalties. They had three penalties, culminating in 25 yards for the Red Devils. And at one point, had a fourth down and 24 to work with. So just had to punt it away after the drive started out so good. And here they'll have it, first down and 10 from their own 28. It'll be Willoughby under center, I formation, Patton Gall to tip of the eye. Takes the snap, Patton Gall. Cuts back up the middle, Scott smarting over the 35, still on his feet to the 40, and the flag will come in. And this could go against the Hornets as well, as Patton Gall was trying to spin off everybody. And we'll see here who this is going to go against. And is it against the Red Devils? Now we got a face mask that'll be called on the Hornets. And so that'll move the ball forward. Patton Gall took it from the 28 to about the 35, so a pickup of 7. And then you can tack on a few more there at the end of the run. And so they say he actually got out to about the 40. They're going to take this ball all the way to inside the 30 at the 25-yard line. How about that? So Patton Gall picks up 12 there on the run, and then another 15 gets tacked on because of the face mask, and the Red Devils are in business here on this drive towards the end of the half. Out of the I formation again, first down and 10 from the Titan 25. It's a pitch out to Patton Gall. He's at the 25, trying to get back to the 20, still on his feet there as he gets across the 20, met by 6 Titan Hornets before finally they call forward progress at the 19-yard line with 42 seconds left. Oberlin will have second down and about 6 here after the pickup of 4 from Patton Gall. 30 seconds to go. Oberlin's got to get something going here with 30 seconds. Down under 30 seconds now. Sowers will run in the play. Oberlin I think has one more timeout left here in the half. 19 seconds left. Willoughby will go under center here with 15 ticks left. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw, still looking. He launches a ball into the end zone. It's caught by Tyler Rossmeyer for a touchdown, Red Devils, from 19 yards out. Willoughby threw it up as a prayer, and Rossmeyer at over 6 feet comes down with it, and the Red Devils have cut it down to an 8-point lead. Tyler Rossmeyer jumping over the top of Daniel Kramer for the TD from 19 yards out. And now the Red Devils have a chance to make it a 6-point game with a huge 2-point conversion here. They're not going away. Huge touchdown pass from Gage Willoughby to Tyler Rossmeyer. Willoughby runs up here to the 2-point conversion line. He'll go out of the shotgun. Patton Gall on his hip to the left. Sowers in the backfield with him, but flexed off of the line. 7.3 seconds to go. The snap, the handoff. It's up the middle. Patton Gall diving. Did he get in? No! They're going to mark him just a bit short. I don't know. They say his knee down at the half-yard line. And so the game remains an 8-point game. 28-20, Tyler Rossmeyer reaches up out of the air and comes down with a 19-yard touchdown pass. 7.3 seconds left here in the first half. We'll take a break. Be back with the end of the first half here on 101.1 KFNF.
Have a lot of banks to choose from, but there's one bank with 13 Northern Kansas locations to help your financial goals become a reality. The bank. No, not the bank. The bank that provides the needed experience you deserve. The bank's full range of banking services includes personal, commercial, and home loans, specialty ag financing, investments, and more. That's why they're the bank to go to. Come to where the difference is better. The bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where the Red Devils go down and score. They get a little help with a face mask call, but then Gage Willoughby throws up a 19-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Rossmeyer. And just like that, the Red Devils are back within eight after the 2-point conversion comes up just a bit short here. It'll be Gus Emick to kick this one off as Garrett has sadly left still on the field there, but won't be playing much. Here's the kick. It's a high and over and kick that Kramer will take at the 20. Kramer cutting back there before he's wrapped up and brought down with 3 seconds to go. And Kramer came back. He was on the kick line and ran all the way back the other way to get that one out of the thin air. So 3.1 seconds to go. We'll see if Dighton just wants to kneel this or if they got a shot here for a Hail Mary as they scored on a long touchdown pass their last time out after just working their way down the field with ease. 28-20, 3.1 seconds to go in the first half. Red Devils down by eight. Willoughby with a 19-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Rossmeyer. Tyler catches his first one of the season after catching four last year. Out of the shotgun, Kramer, two receivers to the right, man on his hip in the backfield, 3.1 seconds left, motions a man, and fakes the handoff, Kramer's up the middle of the football field, the 20, the 25, the 30, he's got blockers downfield, cutting back there, still on his feet as he makes his way out to the 40-yard line before it'll be finally wrapped up and brought down, a 20-yard gain on the final play of the half. Red Devils able to pick him up, and we head to the locker rooms here from Smick Memorial Field. It is Oberlin. Down by 8 to the Hornets, 28-20. We'll take a quick break. Come back with your halftime numbers. Oberlin down by 8 here at the break, 28-20. This is Oberlin Red Devil Football on 101.1 KFNF.
If you are looking for better rates on loans or deposits or need some financial advice, look no further. United Northwest Federal Credit Union has been offering premier financial services to Decatur, Rawlins, and Norton communities for over 75 years. With locations in Norton and Oberlin, we are ready to help you grow and prosper. Experience superior member service by joining the United Northwest Federal Credit Union family. For everything we do for you. Find us on the web at www.unwfcu.org. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
improve efficiency and add value to your property with a functional and well-designed workshop from the experts at VAC Construction. With a new limited-time special offer, they're making it even more affordable to get a new workshop with a power lift door that creates maximum versatility for ag machinery, aircraft, commercial operations, and more. Learn more and cash in on this offer today at VAPConstruction.com. That's VAPConstruction.com.
Life throws us all kinds of surprises, but Ward Drug in Oberlin, Kansas is always there to help. From friendly delivery, diabetic supplies, and home medical equipment, to braces, crutches, and sports medical supplies, Ward Drug ensures you're always prepared. And with personalized care and expert advice, every visit feels like you're part of the family. So when life surprises you, trust Ward Drug to keep you moving forward. Visit WardDrugStore.com today or see them at 142 South Penn Avenue in Oberlin.
Bad roofs.
Say yes to AquaShield Roofing.
With over 17 years of providing A-plus services.
Roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, and spray foam insulation.
Plus, AquaShield Roofing offers a workmanship warranty.
For your free estimate, give them a call at 785-475-2533.
AquaShieldRoofing.com.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
Creative Collision in Oberlin reminds you, when involved in an accident, the insurance company will pay for towing to the shop of your choice within a reasonable distance. Not the closest shop available. No law requires you to get more than one estimate. You choose the shop and authorize the repairs. Remember, your car, your choice. Creative Collision, Oberlin's choice body shop for all your collision and restoration services. Call them at 785-470-2130 or stop by at 1843 Highway 83 in Oberlin.
Hi, this is Matt Osmeyer, your Culligan dealer for Rawlins, Decatur, and Norton counties. As we begin another fall sports schedule, we want to wish the best of luck to all area athletes. Culligan of Oberlin is a proud supporter of school activities, and we want to encourage the community to come out and watch all our talented area students participate in all their school activities. And remember, if you have questions about the water in your home, call me for free water analysis at 785-475-2471. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where the Red Devils are out in front, 28-20. The Dighton Hornets out in front here at the break. Do apologize about that. Dighton out in front at the break, 28-20. But the Red Devils with a late touchdown, and they'll get the ball to start the second half with a chance to tie it up. Let's take you through our first half numbers. We'll start here with the scoring. Oberlin opened up the scoring in the first quarter of play with 7:43 to go. Josiah Pattengall on the first play from scrimmage for the Red Devils took a couple of cuts and broke off for a 64-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion would come up short, though, and Oberlin would have a 6-0 lead. Then, after Oberlin would kick the ball off, it would take a funny hop, and the returner for the Hornets in Romer just kind of roamed around it, looked for the ball, and didn't pick it up. And instead, Oberlin picked it up. It was a live ball, so Oberlin got the ball at the 14-yard line. A couple of plays later, Josiah Pattengall punches in his second touchdown of the game, this time from 1 yard out with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go, and Oberlin leads 14-0. But then Dighton would score over the next four possessions after they would pick off Josiah Pattengall towards the tail end of the first quarter. They would punch in a touchdown just before that, though, with about 2 minutes and 54 seconds, as Daniel Kramer would hit Connor Wilson for the touchdown from 20 yards out. 2-point conversion would be good, and it'd be 14-8. Then Oberlin would get the ball back. They'd be driving before Daniel Kramer would pick off a Josiah Pattengall pass. They would use that short yardage they had from about the 30-yard line in. Kramer would then hit Wilson for a 5-yard touchdown pass this time. 2-point conversion would be no good, though, and we'd be knotted up at 14 apiece. Oberlin would give the ball back to the Dighton Hornets a couple of plays later, and then with 7:40 to go in the second quarter of play, Daniel Kramer would run it in from 1 yard out to put the Hornets in front 22-14 after he would hit Von Lindrod after Von Lindrod would hit Kramer on the two-point conversion pass. 22-14 with 7:40 to go. Then not a lot of scoring as Oberlin had a nice big long drive in there, but it got just knotted up with some penalties and forcing a four and out, and then a punt would be the Hornets. They would get the ball just across the 20-yard line and would just pick away at the defense going all the way down the field. And then Daniel Kramer would throw up a prayer to George Von Lindrod in the end zone. And Von Lindrod, who was smashed in coverage by Talon Savage, but he would just be able to push Savage enough to get around him, jump up in the air, come back to the football, and score a 26-yard touchdown pass. But the two-point conversion run would be no good. It would be 28-14. Oberlin would get the ball back, start a good drive. They would get some help after Pattengall would get a nice 17-yard run, and then they would add 15 more onto that after a face mask, so put them deep in the heart of the Hornet territory. Willoughby to Osmeyer with just 7.3 seconds remaining would hit him for a 19-yard touchdown pass to make it 28-20. So that's where we stand. Oberlin outscoring Dighton in the first quarter, 14-8. Dighton returned the favor of the second, outscoring the Red Devils 20-6. Take you through our individual numbers. We'll start with Dighton. Ryland Price on the night with 5 carries for 33 yards. Daniel Kramer, 8 carries, 23 yards and a touchdown. George Von Lindrod with 6 carries and 54 yards tonight. Daniel Kramer on the night, a perfect 10 of 10 passing for 138 yards. Jack, and receiving wide, Connor Wilson on the night with 4 catches for 69 yards. Ryland Price, 1 catch for 10 yards. George Von Lindrod with 5 catches for 59 yards. Connor Wilson with 2 touchdown catches. George Von Lindrod with 1. Just 1 turnover tonight for the Dighton Hornets. Individually for the Oberlin Red Devils, Josiah Pattengall, 13 carries in the first half for 144 yards. That's what you hear usually at the end of the half sometimes, but he has it in the first half, as well as a pair of touchdowns. Caden Sowers, 3 carries for 6 yards. Gage Willoughby, 3 carries for 15 yards. Gage Willoughby, 1 pass for 19 yards and a touchdown. Josiah Pattengall, he is 1 of 4 on the night for just 1 yard and an interception. Osmeyer with 1 catch for 19 yards. Caden Sowers with 1 catch for 1 yard. Stats summary, Oberlin on the night with 19 carries total for 165 yards, 5 passes for 20 yards for a total of 24 plays for 185 yards. Turnovers on the night, they just have 1. They have 3 penalties for 25 yards. Dighton on the night, they have a total of 29 plays total, 19 of them coming on the ground for 110 yards, 138 through the air on 10 passes, and a total of 248 yards at the break with 1 turnover. They have 3 penalties for 30 yards. And back and forth, it is going to be a wild one to the finish. So make sure you stick around. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, have some scores from around the state. And then it's second half action. Dighton in front here at the break, 28-20. It's Oberlin Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
It's costing more and more to fill up your gas tank these days. When you pay at the pump at Decatur Co-op, you pay less and you don't have to be a member to enjoy great competitive rates. Decatur Co-op has pay at the pump in Lenore, Jennings, Oberlin, and Herndon, Kansas, along with Danbury, Nebraska. Plus, you don't have to worry about whether it's cash or credit. All prices are the same, and Decatur Co-op accepts all major credit cards and the Decatur Co-op Association card. Next time, fill up at Decatur Co-op.
Decatur County Beef wants to do business with all the local farmers. They want to buy your high-moisture corn and grain sorghum, also alfalfa and dry corn, anytime. Decatur Beef and Hoxie Feed Yard are always looking for good help. Truck drivers, plumbers, welders, and pan riders. Decatur County Beef is located just north of Oberlin on Highway 83, and Hoxie Feed Yard is just west of Hoxie. Call 785-475-2212 for Decatur County Beef, or call Scott at 785-675-9009. Give them a try. You will be glad you did.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back here from Smith Memorial Field. We're at the break. It's Dighton in front 28-20 as we'll give you some scores from around the state of Kansas here at halftime. Norton on top of Hayes TMP 13-6. Lakeside all over Stockton, who Oberlin will play later in the year as Stockton in their district. Oberlin will be playing Stockton on the road this season after facing them at home last year. They'll be playing them on Friday, October 11th. So still a couple of weeks away, over a couple of weeks away from that one. But Lakeside all over Stockton right now, 40-0. Other scores from around the state. Victoria on top of Central Plains, kind of in a surprising score, 40-12 at the break there. Other halftime scores. Looks like that's about all I've got at the moment, eight-man-wise. Cunningham on top of Peabody Burns, 54-6. Marmaton Valley all over Yates Center, final at the half, 72-8. So that's some of those halftime scores from around the state of Kansas. If we get a few more here, be able to report them to you. But just a few that you should know. We do have some into first quarter scores maybe to go through as well, as a lot of games still maybe making their way into the halftime break. St. John and Ness City knotted up at 8 apiece after the first quarter of play. Logan Palco on top of La Crosse, 22-8. West Elk on top of Oxford, 14-12. Some other scores here. That's about all I got, folks. As just a few there to report along here at the break from across the state of Kansas. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have second half action here from Smith Memorial Field. It is Red Devils 20, Dighton 28. It's Red Devil Football on 101.1 KFNF.
Farm Credit of Western Kansas is synonymous with giving back to the community and its members. Whether it's attending events such as wheat plot tours, serving on various boards and committees, volunteering at local county fairs, or delivering $5.5 million in cash patronage checks, Farm Credit of Western Kansas is community driven. Stop in at 1190 South Range in Colby or at one of our convenient outpost offices. Farm Credit of Western Kansas, financing ag for generations.
FNB Bank in Oberlin, you're getting a dedicated team of professionals who prioritize your financial needs. They offer the convenience of online and telephone banking, plus debit cards that make transactions seamless. And when they say team, they mean a tradition of trust and reliability. They're here to support you long after you open your account. So when it comes to banking, be confident knowing FNB Bank will go the extra mile for you. FNB Bank in Oberlin. Visit them online at fnbbank.com.
Insurance, it seems like you can never have enough. And when it comes to peace of mind, it's good to have the right insurance in place. Fredrickson Insurance Agency in Oberlin can help you do just that. Fredrickson's can help with supplemental insurance for your home, farm, business, auto, and yes, even your crop. Fredrickson's will help you find the best plan from the best companies. Insurance, get the best from Fredrickson Insurance Agency next to the Landmark in downtown Oberlin. 785-475-3883.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field. We're at the break. It is Dighton in front, 28-20. What a first half we had. A roller coaster of emotions. Oberlin out with an early 14-0 lead, but Dighton comes back just as strong. You knew they were going to get their time on the field and score some points, and they did just that as they have a 28-20 halftime lead. Oberlin taking a little bit longer coming out of the huddle. Do have to report one injury. Garrett Emick not going to be able to make its way back onto the field after he suffered an apparent injury there in the first half. So all the prayers go out to him. Hopefully he's going to be okay and be able to make his way back in the later weeks of the season. I know Garrett Will, he's the tough kid, and I'm sure just got a little bit dinged up there. But 28-20 here at the break between Dighton and Oberlin. And man, what a first half. Oberlin, they're couple of drives that I'm sure they would like to have back. That interception where they had everything kind of going their way, threw it over the middle. They were looking for Tyler Ostmeyer, just came up a little bit short to him. But then the one where they had three penalties for 25 yards on the drive just didn't really go their way on that possession. And they were kind of backed up, had to punt, take away a couple of those. But that's how you're playing the what-if game there. But the Red Devils playing a tremendous first half as well. Josiah Pattengall on the ground has just been dominating the Dighton Hornets tonight. Seems like he'll get hit right in the backfield, break that tackle, then he'll get hit by the linebackers, break that tackle. And it's really been Daniel Kramer that has been the only guy to stop him. And the one time he got the 64-yard touchdown run, he was able to juke Kramer out and take it all the way to the house. So big props to Josiah Pattengall as the Red Devils come running back out on the football field. They just put up a couple of more minutes here before we get ready to start the second half of action. Dighton coming off of that big win last week when they took down Rawlins County 34-28. They put up 365 yards total. Had more rushing than passing. Right now they've got more passing than rushing, and Daniel Kramer has not thrown an incompletion. So he certainly has had a great day back there in the quarterback spot. And you can tell they're missing Garrett Emick a little bit in that sense, because you can tell Garrett, when he's not out there, that he's not getting rushed as hard. So Garrett is out there warming up here to start the second half, so maybe we'll be able to see him to start the second half of play. 28-20 here at the break. We'll take one more final break, and when we come back, we'll have football here from Oberlin. Dighton in front, 28-20 on 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rob Hens, and we are proud to have served our community for the past 20 years. And boy, has surgical techniques changed. Gone are the days of large incisions and weeks in a CAM boot. Now I can perform these surgeries through a tiny 2-millimeter incision, and you can walk out on your own 2 feet with only a Band-Aid. Your first step towards better health is to call High Plains Podiatry.
A step towards better health, High Plains Podiatry.
Forget the flashy ads and gimmicks. Farmers, you need fertilizer equipment you can trust. J.D. Skiles in Atwood, Kansas delivers what truly matters, integrity and innovation. From custom fertilizer trailers and pit stop chemical systems to liquid fertilizer systems, they've got it all. Need more efficient spraying equipment? They have the most innovative ATV and UTV sprayers available. No frills, just quality. Visit them online at jdskiles.com or 101 Grant Street in Atwood, Kansas today. J.D. Skiles, where farming meets excellence without compromise.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field. We're just about set and ready to go for a second half of action between the Oberlin Red Devils and the Dighton Hornets, as Dighton out to an early lead here in the second half, 28-20. Back and forth throughout the first, well, it was all Oberlin in the first quarter, and you could say all Dighton there in the second quarter, but Oberlin got some clearance with 7.3 seconds to go when Gage Willoughby flung it up into the air, and Tyler Ostmeyer somehow, someway came down with the football, and Gage kind of turned around and looked at Coach Hardwick, and he was like, hey, threw his hands up in the air. He's like, hey, that's why I throw it up to the big tight end. And that's what they need to do. They tried to get him, had him kind of wide open on a quarter route earlier, but Pattengall just underthrew it a little bit, and Daniel Kramer was there to pick it off. And so now as we get ready to start the second half, Oberlin will get the football. So this is very key here, because Oberlin scored to end the first half. Now can they score to start the second half, tie this thing up with a touchdown and a two-point conversion? And there was an unsportsmanlike conduct. Oh, they were walking the... That was kind of weird, the way that the official was out there. But they've got it teed up at the right spot. It looked like he signaled something and then walked the ball to the 40, and then he walked it back. Kind of weird. 28-20. And so, yeah, now he signals it again. Unsportsmanlike conduct penalty called on the Red Devils. And so Dighton will be able to kick this thing away. And so they got called unsportsmanlike conduct because Oberlin did not come onto the field at the end of the halftime break, and they had to add a couple of more minutes for him. So that's why they get the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. But I'm sure, I don't want to say it was on purpose, but give him a couple of extra minutes there. And so here is the kick. It'll be a little pooch kick, and it'll be fielded right up front there. Coming up and fielding is Cohen Anderson, just falling right on top of that. And so the Red Devils will have the football, get a little better possession than if it went out of the back of the end zone. So it'll bring up first down and 10 for the Red Devils from the 20-yard line. So Oberlin just on the other side of the 20, first down and 10. They'll officially call it the 21 of the scoreboard. Willoughby will go under center, I formation. Here's the snap, handoff off to the left side, getting some running room, still behind all the blocklers, making his way out to the 25-yard line. And that looked like Josiah Pattengall, and it was him. So Pattengall able to get a few yards there on the first carry for him. He has been the workhorse, and that's kind of what they want out of him this year. 4-yard pickup brings up second down and 6, 11:33 and counting in the third quarter. Red Devils down by 8, 28-20. They love nothing more to go on a long drive here and kind of force Dighton. Now we still got a whole another quarter to play, but maybe force Dighton out of their heels a little bit, out of the I formation again. Willoughby will go under center. Pattengall at the tip of the I, Sowers between them. Takes the snap. It's a pitch out to Pattengall. Pattengall rushing out of the outside. He's at the 25. Cuts the corner there. Gets out to the 30. And did he get enough for the sticks? Had to get to the 31. They'll say yes, he did get across it. And he made it all the way out to about the 32 or 33. Yard line, so he definitely picked up 7, enough for the first down. That'll bring up first down for the Red Devils with 11:06 to go here in the first quarter, here in the third quarter of play. 28-20, Dighton in front. Oberlin scored to end the first half, now trying to start the second half of the bang as well. They say he got 7, now to the 32-yard line. Red Devils will come out. Willoughby will go under center. He's got Sowers directly behind him. Pattengall on Sowers' hip to the right. Willoughby under center to take the snap. He does. Hands it off to Sowers, who is met in the backfield. Now he's trying to reverse his field out to the left, and he'll lose quite a few yards on the play. The Red Devils have tried to run that a couple of times, and Sowers each time has been met in the backfield right away and then has had to kind of try to reverse his field and has lost some yardage on that. Definitely lost some there as he takes him out back across the 20. They'll say he loses. Loses 4, and that'll bring up second down and about 14 for the Red Devils here with 10:37 to go in the third quarter of play. And Willoughby will again go under center. Line stacked out to the right. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off to Pattengall, who tried to rush it up through a hole that was closed right away by George Von Lindrod along with the cornerback Rodrigo Ortiz. And now it'll bring up second down and 14 again, as they say he maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage, third down and 14. And so Brandon Hardwick going to have to go kind of maybe into the playbook here and find something for third and 14. 9:58 to go in the third quarter of play, 28-20. Willoughby will go under center. Pattengall is at the tip of the eye. Line stacked out to the left this time. Willoughby calling the signals from under center. Sowers between him and Pattengall. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Pattengall. He's rushed, looking, throws it up over the middle. The pass is picked off. He was looking for Tyler Osmeyer down the middle of field, and coming in to pick that one off will be Jack Jenkinson, his second pick of the season, and Dighton will take over with the football just across their own 35-yard line at about the 36. So the second for tonight for the Red Devils, both of them being interceptions, and the Red Devils' chance there to maybe come out swinging in the second half comes up short on the interception, and they'll give the football back here to the Hornets. 9:40 to go in the third quarter, 28-20. Kramer out of the shotgun, man on either hip, takes the snap, hands it off. No! Ball on the turf, picked up by Kramer. He's still on the run. He'll be wrapped up and brought down. Got a yard, and man, the Red Devils could have used that. But the Red Devils were focused on Price, who got the football there and then took off towards the left, who didn't get the football, actually lost it. Dighton had a couple of fumbles there in their first game against Rawlins County. And that one, they almost fumbled. 9:15 to go. They say he got back maybe gained a yard there. Yeah, that's what they're going to call it. Kramer does anyway. And so that'll bring up second down and 9 from the 36-37-yard line of the Hornets. That's where they have the football. 8:57 to go here in the third quarter. 28-20, Hornets with a lead. Kramer to the shotgun, two receivers to the right. Kramer sends a man in motion right to left, takes the snap, hands it off to Von Lindblad. He's blocked out there, got some running room. He's at the 30, to the 35, to the 40 before he's wrapped up and finally pushed out of bounds there into Red Devil territory, right of the sticks. And we might have a third down play, but it'll be third down at inches as he picked up, needed 9, picked up 8, and that'll bring up third down and 1 here for the Hornets with 8:25 to go in the third quarter of play. Each time it's been third down and short, it's been a QB sneak. See if head coach Ken Simon of the Hornets want to go somewhere else. And now they're going to bring out the chains to measure to see if this is going to be a true first down. The spot is all the way on the other side of the field, so those poor chain gang guys have to run all the way across the field. And they set it up here. There's some players in the way, and yeah, they're short. So it'll bring up third down. Great job bringing out the chain there to see. Never. And now there's three officials huddled around it again, and again, they're going to redo it. I thought they just called it a third down, and they're going to just use it as a marker there to get the football right. It'll go on the left hash, and when I tell you this is inches, it is literally inches from being a first down. The nose of the football is maybe 3 inches away. So third inches here for the Hornets with 8:21 to go. They'll run up to the line, see if they want a Daniel Kramer QB sneak here again. That's what they've done the past couple of times on third and short. Now this is third and very short. So Kramer will go under center I formation. And the snap, Kramer, QB sneak, lowers the head, and he's able to get the first down. There was, I mean, the chances of stopping that, especially when it's third and inches, are very tough. Even with the forward progress, no matter what, he's probably going to get a first down. But Kramer will take it because that adds a yard to his stat total tonight. And it'll be another first down here for the Hornets with 8:16 to go in the third quarter of play. 28-20, first down and 10. Out of the shotgun will be Kramer. Has a man directly behind him. That's Price. Two receivers out to the left. None to the right. Sends a man in motion left to right across the line. And now we've got somebody that jumped on one side. Talon Savage is pointing towards the Hornets. The Hornets were pointing at the Red Devils. No one knows who jumped off sides except the guy that threw the penalty. And now he's going to call in the kind of line judge there to see who got it. Tyler Rossmeyer just threw his hands up in the air, and he doesn't know. It's always a who's done it there. And are they just going to maybe pick up the, and they're going to call offsides on the Hornets. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty, which will be good for the Red Devils to make it first down and 15. Ken Simon looked like he might try to argue the call, but now he's just going to go out there and call the play here to Kramer as it'll bring up first down and 15. Dighton tonight's fourth penalty for 35 yards. Started the half with the penalty. Oberlin took too long coming out of the locker room, so they got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on him. And that allowed Dighton to kick it off from the Oberlin 35-yard line. 28-20, 7:37 to go, first down and 15. Kramer out of the shotgun, two receivers to the left, man on his hip, sends a man in motion left to right across the line. Kramer, and now we'll have another false start, and that one will be on Ryland Price, the running back. He took off. I think they were trying to go with a longer count, maybe drive Oberlin off sides, but that'll move him back 5 more yards, and it's first down and 20 for the Hornets. Now, tonight we have seen the Hornets get stuffed behind the sticks a couple of times, but find a way to get close enough to pick up a late third down. Still first down. So it's first and 20 for the Hornets. Call it from the from their own 36-yard line. The sticks sit just across the Oberlin 25-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Kramer. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Kramer takes the snap, looking, throws down to the flat, pass caught by Von Lindrod, who cuts back. He's at the 35, out to the 40, crosses into Red Devil territory and picks up a good chunk of yardage there on first down to bring up second down and a little more manageable here. Still behind the sticks, though, after a great pickup as he takes it from the 36 of Oberlin, from the 36 of his own to about the 39 for the Red Devils. So a pickup of 6. There. And the Hornets call it the 38, so maybe they'll say 7 there. Out of the shotgun is Kramer. Two receivers to the right. Man directly behind him sends a man in motion right to left. Fakes the jet sweep. Now pitches out to Price, who's at the 40. 35-30, 25-20. Hurdles a man and is able to make his way to the 20-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Ryland Price. He was going no flight mode right there as he jumped over the top of the defender and was able to pick up the first down before he stepped out of bounds. And so he takes it from the 38 to about the Red Devil 22, a pickup of 16 on the ground there for Ryland Price. His first carry in a long while, and he showed the explosiveness. 28-20, 6:46 to go in the third quarter of play. Out of the I formation will go Kramer. At the tip of the eye is Price. Takes a snap, he fumbles the snap. Dived on top of it. Did he come up with it? Yes, he did. And that'll bring up second down. So the Red Devils get it down on their side there. And it was 6:30 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Score remains 28-20. Red Devils took some time off the clock with their drive, but this Dighton drive has taken most of the third quarter here. 28-20 in the third quarter, 6:12 to go, second down after the no gain there after Kramer fumbled the football but was able to dive on top of the I formation again. Price at the tip of the eye, Von Lindrod between them. Here's the snap. It's a pitch out to Price. Price has got it. He's at the 25 to the 20, turns the corner there, makes his way to the 15 and is able to pick up a good chunk of yards as he makes his way just in front of the 15, pick up of about 6, and that'll bring up second down at about 4, third down at about 4. So Ryland Price with a couple of carries here after that first quarter where he got most of the carries on the first drive was very quiet in the second. As they were throwing it a little bit more there in the second quarter, now running it a little bit more again. Third down and 4 for the Hornets from the Red Devil 16-yard line. Kramer under center out of the I formation. Price at the tip of the eye. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right, still rolling. Now will take off on a run. He's got the first down, lowers his shoulder, and dives his way to the 10-yard line. Daniel Kramer had nobody open, so the Red Devils did a good job staying home. But then the QB contained because everyone was on their man, wasn't there. And that's just one of those things, you got to deal with one or the other, and the Red Devils didn't want to give up a score like their chances here, as it brings up first down as they stick the ball just in front of the 10 at about the 9, so a pickup of 7 on that scramble from Daniel Kramer to bring up new sticks. Actually, about 5, as they'll say it's at the 11. Out of the I formation again, Kramer takes a snap, handoff on Lindrod, met at the line. Tyler Osmeyer will shove him back. Maybe a pickup of a yard, if anything, but Von Lindrod went off to the left, tried to cut back up the middle, and was forced right backwards. And so that'll bring up second down here for the Hornets. Second and 9 after the pickup of 1 from George Von Lindrod. Second down and 9 here. Out of the shotgun, takes the snap. Kramer off the left side. He's got some running room. He's at the 10, inside the 10, for his wrapped up and brought down. And that will force another third down here. So third down and
about 5 or 6 here. They're going to say 7, so he was only able to pick up 2. Was Kramer just on a QB design run? So 3rd down and 7 for the Hornets from the 9-yard line. From inside the 10, actually. Yeah, they're going to call it the 8. 3rd and 7, 28-20, 4:04 to go. Kramer out of the shotgun. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Man on his hip. Sends a man in motion. Left to right across the line. Takes the snap. Rolling out to his right. Still rolling. Look at the throw. He's brought down and sacked. And he threw it away at the last second for his first incompletion. Theo Butterfield coming in to wrap him up and almost bring him down. Kramer at the last second got the football out. And are they going to say this is maybe a sack? No, they're going to say it was an incompletion. And Kramer with his first incompletion of the night. It brings up 4th down and 7. The stick sit just in front of the goal line at about the 1-yard line. So Kramer will run in the play. If the Red Devils can come up with a turnover on downs here, that would be huge. Down by 8 with 3:51 to go in the third quarter of play. Kramer will go out of the shotgun again. He's got 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Price on his hip of the backfield. 3-man lineman front. Kramer takes the shotgun snap, looking to throw. He does. Into the end zone. The pass is incomplete. Dropped in and out of the hands of Jack Jenkinson. He had him there as he beat his man on the outside, but Jenkinson couldn't look it all the way in, and the Red Devils stuff him back. It's a turnover on downs, and they'll get the ball at their own 8. They keep the Hornets out of the end zone. 3:49 to go here in the third quarter. Huge, huge defensive stand for Coach Hardwick and Coach Breath. And they had a big high five on the sideline as well. 28-20, 3:49 to go. Red Devils down by 8. They have the football from their own 8-yard line. It'll be Willoughby out of the shotgun as a man on his hip that sours, takes the snap, QB run off the right side. He's got some running room, gets out across the 10, making his way near the 15 before he's wrapped up and brought down. So a great gain on first down there for the Red Devils. Pickup of maybe 4 or 5, and Gage Willoughby comes up huge to kind of force the pile to go the other way. Big turnover on downs, and Gage Willoughby with his 4th carry makes it a huge one. Pickup of 4, makes it 2nd down and 6 for the Red Devils. 3:24 to go in the third quarter of play. 28-20. Hornets in front. No scores in the third quarter after we had 48 points between each team in the first half. Willoughby out of the shotgun again. He's got a man on his hip. Willoughby takes the snap. QB run. No, it'll be a fake. Hands it off to Sowers. He's got some room over the 15 out near the 20-yard line before he's wrapped up and brought down, but the ball popped out into the last second and able to wrap it back in and bring up the first down, taking it from the 12 to about the 19. Pickup of 7 there for Caden Sowers, who gets back some of that yardage he lost on the past couple of possessions he had it, as he now has 5 carries for 9 yards, a hard 9 yards on the night for him. 2:51 to go in the third quarter of play. Red Devils with a football, 1st down and 10 from the 19-yard line of their own. And they stare down that Hornet defense that has done a great job, other than the touchdown reception at the end of half, keeping them out of the end zone after the first quarter of play, in which they scored 14 points, have only scored 6 since then. It'll be Willoughby in her center. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Sowers between them. Takes the snap. Pitches it out to Pattengall. Pattengall cutting back. He's got some running room. Now he's finally gobbled up, swallowed up, and brought down, but was still able to keep the feet moving and makes his way out to about the 25-yard line. So a pickup of 6 made something out of nothing there, did Josiah Pattengall. And a pickup of 4 yards. They're going to call it 5. And that'll bring up 2nd down and 5 for the Red Devils. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. Red Devils still down 28-20. Only 3 possessions in the third quarter. 1 from Oberlin, 1 from Dighton, and 1 from Oberlin. So 2 total for the Red Devils here in the quarter. 1:46 and counting to go. Red Devils with the football, 2nd down and 5 from their own 25-yard line. Willoughby will go under center again this time. I formation look. Do have one receiver out to the right this time, though. Pattengall, tip of the eye, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Willoughby looking to throw. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, throws it downfield. That's Tyler Osmeyer at the 35. Lowers his shoulder at the 40. A huge pass and catch for Osmeyer. From Willoughby to Osmeyer, he threw the touchdown pass to him. Now he has a huge gain all the way out to the 40-yard line. They'll call it about the 38. So a pickup of 15 yards through the air. Keege Willie with a huge throw coming back after the INT that he just threw a couple of last drive. So first down and 10 for the Red Devils. 1:26 to go in the third quarter of play. 28-20. Garrett Emick running in the play. And I mentioned there at half, we might not see Garrett again, but he has been playing the second half, so that's great to see. Tough kid making his way back out of the field, out of the I formation again. Red Devils with the football. First down and 10 from their own 38. Here's the snap. Willoughby hands it off to Pattengall. Gets to the outside. Gets across the 40. Diving his way near the 45-yard line before he's stopped by the Hornets secondary. And that'll bring up a second down. Yeah, after the pickup of four, and Josiah not getting as many chunks as he has throughout the game, but he's still picking up a good chunk of yards. Picks up six there to bring up second down and four for the Red Devils. Sticks sit just in front of the 30-yard line at about the 32, you can call it. Second down and four. 52 ticks left in the third quarter of play. Red Devils kind of taking their time getting this play in here as they're wanting to go on a nice, long, time-consuming drive. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby under center takes the snap, hands it off. Josiah got some running room. He's at the 35, but then he's wrapped up and brought down. Did he get back to the line of scrimmage? Daniel Kramer flying in from his safety spot was able to get him wrapped up, and they say he got to the 35, so he's able to pick up a yard, and it'll bring up third down and three. So third and three here for the Red Devils with 16 seconds to go, and Coach Hardwick might be content on letting this thing drain all the way down and send it to quarter number four. And with 3 seconds left, that's what they're going to do. So the third quarter will come to a close. After 48 combined points in the first half, we get none in the third quarter. After three here from Smith Memorial Field, it is Dighton 28, Oberlin 20 here on 101.1 KFNF.
Are you looking for the best internet service in town? Look no further than Nextech, your local provider that offers true gig speed and full fiber internet. With Nextech, your home can enjoy unlimited data and no contracts. When you need help, a Nextech employee in Kansas is ready to take your call any day of the week. Experience seamless connectivity with Nextech home internet for just $69, and your first bill is even on us. Don't settle. Visit next-tech.com to learn more.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where we're set and ready to go for quarter number four, where the Red Devils are down by 8, 28-20. As there was a couple of other teams playing tonight, Kansas and Kansas State, the Jayhawks in front of UNLV, 20-16 with 6:52 to go in the fourth quarter there from Lawrence. And then from Manhattan, starting a little bit later, was Kansas State in Arizona. K-State in front there, 14-7 with 12:57 to go in quarter number three. So not only do we have Kansas High School Friday night football, but both K-State and KU playing on the same night. Kind of crazy all around the state tonight. 28-20, fourth quarter of play. Red Devils driving into Hornet territory. Third down and three from the Hornet 35 to the I formation. Willoughby takes the snap. Hands off, Pattengall. Got some running room. Gets out across the 30. Still on his feet. Dragging the fins with him to the 25. Red Devils with another first down. A pickup of 10 for Josiah Pattengall. And Brandon Hardwick loving it. So he was out there fist pumping along with them. And the Red Devils continue to just run the football and pound the rock. Largest gain for Josiah in a long while, as he had three straight runs there of 10 or more yards, and since then hadn't had one till his 20th carry. Out of the I formation again. First down and 10 for the 25. Here's the snap. Hand off to Pattengall. Cuts back at the 25. Wrapped up. Still on his feet. Diving ahead. He almost slipped out of it as the four-man front for the Hornets was able to pick him up. But then Pattengall just kept weaving and almost found his way out of it. So it'll bring up second down and 8 after the pickup of 2. 11:18 to go in the fourth quarter of play. 28-20. Willoughby will run the play in here from the sideline. Red Devils down by 8. They did their job on defense, keeping them out of the end zone. 28-20. 11:01 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Willoughby out of the shotgun has Patton Gall on his hips. Towers the backfield along with him. Takes the snap. Hand off. This is set to the outside. He's at the 25. Still on his feet. Diving his way towards the sticks. He's going to come out about a half yard short. But how about that trickery there? They faked it like it was just going to be Willoughby right up the middle. And at the last second, he hands it off to Sowers, who's able to pick up a few yards there. And that'll bring up third down and a couple after the pickup of six. They said third and three over the scoreboard, over the PA, looking really like third and two. So third and two here, ball on the 17 of the Hornets. Red Devils will go out of the shotgun again. It is Willoughby that will be taking the snap. He's got Sowers in the backfield with him. Patton Gall on his hip. Takes the snap, and Patton Gall puts back up. He's got some running. 10, 5, he's in for the touchdown from 17 yards out. And we're a PAT away from being tied here at Smith Memorial Field. Josiah Patton Gall with his third TD run of the game. And it's 28-26, PAT pending. Josiah Patton Gall is over 200 yards rushing at 201. And at last 17 yards to get him over that mark could tie the game up here between Oberlin and Dighton. 28-26, 10:03 to go. Oberlin punches in. Clock will not move here on the PAT. It'll be Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got Patton Gall on his hip. QB design run off the left side. Got some room. Diving towards the end zone. Is he in? Yes, he is. And we're tied with 10:03 to go. Fourth quarter of play. The Red Devils have tied it up. Oh, my goodness. Josiah Patton Gall over 200 yards. He punches in his third touchdown. Willoughby finish it off. And we're tied at 28. Stick around, folks. It's going to be a good one to the end. Dighton will get the ball next. 28 all. It's Red Devil football 101.1.
Agriculture, a hard-working industry built by a labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears. An industry that is constantly changing at an increasing rate with not enough hours in the day. Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to help carry the burden by offering multiple financing options, in-depth soil health and productivity analysis, field-by-field seed recommendations, and industry-leading services. Nutrien, working smarter and harder. Contact your local Nutrien today.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Your old grill has served you pretty well and served you up some pretty tasty meals over the years. Why not treat yourself to a grill that's portable?
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
I get back here from Smith Memorial Field. The Red Devils have tied it up at 28 apiece. It'll be a loose kick from Gus Emick that will actually be kicked out of bounds. And so this could give some good field position here for the Hornets unless they want to re-kick. And like we said, Garrett, who is kind of was injured there, sat out some of the first half, came back in the second, and has played, but he's not been kicking off. And so the Hornets elected to just re-kick it. And I think Garrett is going to go out there to kick it away. They're trying to maybe give him a little bit of break there before he's going back out on the defensive side. But they have to mark it back 5 yards because of the penalty. And so everybody will move back 5 yards. Where you usually kick it off, this is at the 30. And now Gary McBlade kicked off from the 25. This have a pretty good leg on him, but Hornets might be able to return this one. Romer back deep to receive. Gary's high rear spinner. Romer will take it to the 10, 50, 20, 25, 30. He got Smuttinger out across the 35 to the 40 before he's finally wrapped up and brought down right there. Brady Guerin, the only man that is saving him. And Garrett Emick coming up a little bit low again. Hopefully he's going to be all right. I know he's battling through here. And now Garrett coming up limping a little bit, and he might be able to take a couple plays off. 28-28, 9:56 to go. In the fourth quarter, Red Devils just tied it up. And now the Hornets trying to respond. 28-all, 9:56 to go in the fourth quarter to play. Out of the I formation, here's the snap. Kramer fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right, looking to throw. Kramer still looking off, take off on a scramble. He's wrapped up and brought down, does gain a few yards. Great job in the secondary by Talon Savage, along with Gage Willoughby, as there was no one open there in the backfield. Theodore Butterfield rocks him from behind, does pick up a few on the scramble, though. So Daniel Kramer, even though, especially on those PA passes, you're able to pick up a few yards even if you don't get it off. He's able to pick up three. That's Kramer's 13th rush of the night for just 34 yards, but it's kind of been all like that. Out of the shotgun, Kramer. Got a man on his hip. Sends a man across the line of motion. Takes the snap. Give it a design run. Kramer at the 30 to the 25. Rushing it off there. Almost getting to the 6. Wraps up at about 10. And now Tyler Osmeyer is down on the far side of the field. And he gets up. Sigh of relief there, I think, for everybody in the building. Looks like he might just be cramping up as Garrett Mink is going to run his way back on the full field. Tyler with a couple of huge catches tonight. One for a TD. And he's been having a great out of the defensive side. Tyler Cutts running off, and he is just going to chug some water. 8:55 to go, third down and two after Kramer was able to pick up five there. So third down and two. Kramer out of the I formation, Price at the tip of the eye. Kramer takes the snap, hand off to Von Lindrock. He ties forward. I don't think he got the first down. Came up a little bit short as he was taken out from the legs underneath there. In the secondary, going to run in and get him tackled. The Red Devils, that's Pattengall, is going to take some time outside there, and looks like he's standing up. He's going to be okay. It's fourth down and one. Out of the length of the football away from sticks. 8:08 and counting to go in the fourth quarter of play. And the Red Devils turn it over on downs again. Get on the last drive. Red Devils got to stop probably a QB sneak here. Kramer under center. Kramer trying to get him to take and go off sides, and they do. So they'll take the free 5 yards. Looks like it was Butterfield going off sides. And that's what an experienced quarterback will do. So the 5 yards gives us a first down. And a tough way for the Red Devils to end that one. Thought Kramer might sap it and go for the QB sneak. But instead, he just goes to get him offside. An experienced quarterback, and that's what they do. And that's what head coach Brent Hardwick was talking about. A lot of experience playing varsity-level football on the Central Hornets. And that helped him there. 7:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Kramer to the shotgun. Man on either hip. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Price. He's wrapped up and brought down to the backfield. Thrown over the hit by Garrett Ick. And he slashes right in there and stops Price in the backfield for a loss. And back to almost where the last sticks were. So that'll bring up 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Second down and 12. Loss of two there for Price. Oberlin. Penalty a go, just committed their fifth penalty for 45 yards. Hornets will have the football again. Second down and 12. 7 minutes and counting to go in the fourth quarter. 28-all. Second and 12. Kramer out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the left. As a man on his hip, Price in the backfield. Kramer sends a man in motion left to right across the line. It's snapped. Hands off. Makes the throw. He's still looking. Throws it over the middle. The pass is incomplete. So after starting 11 for 11, he has since went 0 for 3, has Kramer. And that'll bring up third down and 12. And an interesting move there by Ken Simon to go for the throw. He was really looking for the touchdown. And instead, he's now going to look for the sticks, which did on the other side of the 10-yard line. Third down and 12. 6:44 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Red Devils all night tonight. Done a great job on the defensive side. Can they do it again? Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Man on Kramer's hip of the backfield. Kramer out of the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolling to the right. Throws it back to the left. Pass caught there by Price. He's at the 20, to the 25 before he's wrapped up. 15, excuse me, for it's wrapped up, pushed out of bounds. Did get quite a few yards, and it'll bring up nice fourth down, manageable here for the Hornets. Maybe a run play to get him across. We'll see if they want to pass it. It was a great job. Kramer had been rolling out to the right basically all night. That time, throws it back to the left. Picks up seven through the air. His first completion in a while. It goes to Ryland Price. And with 6:38 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's fourth and five. Red Devils have stopped him in this territory twice now. And can they do it again? Stopped him once, I should say. Can they stop him twice? 6:38 to go. Fourth and five. Out of the shotgun is Kramer. Got a man on his hip. One receiver out to the right. Kramer awaiting the snap. Takes it. Fakes the handoff. He's looking to throw. Kramer fires. Overshoots his intended target. Wilson at the 10. And just like that, the Red Devils get the football back and a chance to win the game with 6:33 to go. Two times the Red Devils, deep in their own territory, have had to come up with a fourth down stop, and they do it again. First down and 10 for the Red Devils from the 14. So how about that? The Red Devils secondary, kudos to them. Kramer started 11 of 11, and since he's just 1 of 5 for 7 yards. Red Devils with a football. 6:33 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Red Devils just needing a few more plays here. Can they get it in? Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Willoughby looking to run. He's got some running room at the 20, at the 15, to the 20, 25 before he's wrapped up and brought down from behind. Is there going to be a penalty there? Could have been a horse collar. I think they're going to let that one slide, but it is enough for a first down. Gain of 10 on the 11 on the first play after the Red Devil 25-yard line. So Gage Willoughby with a huge play there on the QB design run. He's now got 30 yards on the night. First down and 10 for the Red Devils from the 25-yard line. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun again. He's got a man on his hip. That's Pattengall. Everybody flex out to the right. He takes the snap, hands it off. Pattengall weaving between everybody. He's got some running room. He's at the 30, to the 35. So it's through the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. See you later. Touchdown, Josiah Pattengall. His fourth of the night, and he gives the Red Devils a 34-28 lead with 6:14 to go. Josiah Pattengall again. His second long touchdown run of the night. This time from 55 yards out. And the Red Devils lead it 34-28. PAT pending. Huge position here. Can they make it an 8-point lead? Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got Pattengall in his hip. Sowers back there too. Hands it off to Sowers. Rushing it around the outside. He won't come up with it. So the two-point conversion, no good, but the Red Devils take the lead with 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the field. It's the Red Devils in front, 34-28. It's Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
Where hometown charm meets fresh market dreams. Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin is a feast for the senses. Hand-picked produce, sizzling steaks, and hearty roasts await your dinner table. Quality soars in every aisle. And when the lunch bell rings, their deli dishes out delights that'll turn your midday meal into a culinary escape on select days. See store for details. Shopping at Ray's is a breeze, leaving the heavy lifting to them as they escort your groceries right to your car. Experience the difference at Ray's Grocery. Fresh, friendly, and always local. Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where the Red Devils have came back to take the lead 34-28 in the fourth quarter, and it's behind another huge run from Josiah Pattengall, his fourth touchdown run of the night, this time from 55 yards. Now get this, 23 carries for 256 yards on the night, unofficially. And the Red Devils, as a team, have rushed for 301, and they lead it by 6 with 6:14 left. Can they come up with a stop here in the fourth quarter? It'll be Sowers to kick it off. Sends a high end-over-end boot. It'll be taken by Kramer. The 25, he fumbles the football, and he's able to step on top of it right at the 30. Oh, my goodness. So the Red Devils get 6 minutes to come up with a huge win here at home. The Red Devils haven't been 2-0 since 2021. This one would certainly shock a lot of people. Dighton with a ton of experience coming back. Oberlin, yeah, they had a lot coming back, but not a lot of that varsity experience. And tonight they have been playing like true varsity players out of the I formation. Kramer under center, takes the snap, hands it off on Linrod. Able to get a couple of yards, makes his way out near the 35 after a first down and 10 play there from the 30. Josiah Pattengall, have yourself an evening, my man. 256 yards, but the game isn't over yet. Dighton has been able to get into Red Devil red zone territory on their last two drives. Von Lindrod able to pick up three there. The Red Devils have forced them four and out the past two times. Second and seven for the Hornets. Two receivers out to the right, none to the left. Sends a man in motion right to left across the line. Takes the snap. It's QB design run up the middle. He's wrapped up and brought down. Theodore Butterfield was the first one to get there. And he comes up fist pumping along with Tyler Osmeyer. Huge, huge tackle, and it brings up third down and seven. Maybe he got a half yard, so maybe they'll give him one for Kramer, and it makes it third and six from the 35-yard line. 5:11 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Red Devils in front, 34-28, trying to come up with a big win. Red Devils looking to beat Dighton for the first time since 2022. Out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Kramer looking, pitches it out to Price. He's got some running room before he's wrapped up and brought down on the far side of the football field by Josiah Pattengall. He was able to pick up a couple. Excuse me, since 2019. That's the last time Oberlin beat Dighton. Brings up fourth down and about four after the pickup of two. There from Rylan Price on the option pitch out to him. Fourth and three, so they say an official pickup of three. 4:45 to go. Price did the smart thing and running out of bounds there as the clock is stopped. 4:45 to go. 34-28. Fourth and three from the Hornet 37. Red Devils trying to stop him for a third time on fourth down. Trips out to the right, all bunched up near the line. And now we got a timeout on the football field that will be taken by the Red Devils. Probably a smart decision by Coach Hardwick. 34-28, 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. And we will keep it right here. Man, what a game. The Red Devils, who were outscored 20-6 in the second quarter, have not allowed a touchdown in the second half. They have stopped Dighton twice on fourth down inside the red zone, and this time on the plus side of the 40, have a chance to do it again. Oberlin, who has not beat Dighton since 2019, they haven't started 2-0 since 2021, and have just been striving, looking for a winning season. And the Red Devils could be off to a hot start here with a big win if they can get a fourth down stop and then come up with some first downs to end it. But if you're Dighton, maybe try to draw them off sides. They were able to do that on fourth and one. So I'm sure Ken Simon said, hey, let's try to throw. The clock's not ticking down. 4:45 to go. Clock's not ticking down. Try to get the offsides, and then we'll maybe call a timeout, run something else. We'll see what's going to happen here. Oberlin got to stay hard in the trenches. Out of the shotgun, Kramer. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, all bunched up near the line. Sends a man in motion across the line. Takes the snap. He'll roll out to the right. Still rolling, still rolling. He's going to be brought down in the backfield. No, throw it. It's picked off. It's picked off by Josiah Pattengall at the 35-yard line. He got it off at the last second after being pursued by Tyler Osmeyer. And the Red Devils have the football with 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Oh, my goodness. Kramer just heaved it up. And it went right in the outstretched arms of Josiah Pattengall. The Red Devils a couple of first downs away from the win. Can they do it? Dighton's got pretty much all of their timeouts left. 34-28. Oberlin runs up to the line. It'll be Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got Patton Gall on his hip. Takes the snap. Hands off. Patton Gall. Got some murder in the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Oberlin. And the Red Devils extend it out to 40-28. Oh, my. Josiah Patton Gall, another touchdown, his fifth of the night. And the Red Devils have got it 40-28. It's not over yet, but they're looking good. This one from 43 yards out. 4:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Patton Gall and Willoughby there in the backfield. Willoughby out of the shotgun. QB direct snap to him. He's pushing defenders, making his way. He won't come up with the two-point conversion, but it doesn't matter. Patton Gall able to get in. It's a Red Devil lead at 40-28. They're up by 12 with 4:29 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break when we come back. More Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Of banks to choose from, but there's one bank with 13 Northern Kansas locations to help your financial goals become a reality. The bank. No, not the bank. The bank that provides the needed experience you deserve. The bank's full range of banking services includes personal, commercial, and home loans, specialty ag financing, investments, and more. That's why they're the bank to go to. Come to where the difference is better. The bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where the Red Devils have just punched in another touchdown to add to their lead. It's now at 12. Josiah Patton Gall with a 43-yard TD run. The two-point conversion no good, though. So the Red Devils only lead by 12. Still plenty of time for Dighton, but we'll see if the Red Devils can come up big on defense again. Here's the kick. It'll drop right at the 20. Picked up there, and now running it out across the 25 before he's going to be wrapped up and brought down. Great job of the kick team. So 40-28, Oberlin out in front. Josiah Patton Gall, get ready for this, folks. 24 carries, 299 yards. I literally cannot make that up. 40-28, 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Kramer to the shotgun, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Just threw a pick on his last throw. Now he's attempting to throw here, looking, throws a bomb down the middle of the field. He's got a man wide open to the 30. Tackled down to the 35. What a play right there. Daniel Kramer hanging in the pocket, taking a shot, and he finds Ryland Price down the middle of the field, all the way down to the Red Devil 25, 26-yard line. And they're moving quick. Pickup of 26 on the throw. Kramer out of the shotgun again. Kramer takes the snap, looking to throw once more. Rolling out to his right, still rolling, looks, finds a man wide open. That's Wilson over the middle. He's got a first down to the 15-yard line as the clock continues to move. So Wilson. And now we got an official timeout on the field. So it's a pickup of 26 on that first throw, 10 on that one, or maybe 9. We'll see where the spot is going to come in. So George Von is Ryland Price on that first reception. And now here's Wilson. Maybe with a 10, or could it be 9? We'll see. 4:05 to go. That was some quick hurry-up offense there from the Hornets, and they needed it. Down by two touchdowns with no extra points. So you get two touchdowns, two extra points, you're in business, especially just get a touchdown and an extra point. You cut it down there to a six-point lead. So we'll see. 40-28, 12-point game. And they're going to say he is short, so it'll be second down and 1 after the pickup of 9 through the air. Kramer will go out of the shotgun again. Clock winding. It's at 4 minutes. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Kramer takes the snap, wanting to throw. He does. Has a man, and it's just underthrown a little bit. Had Jenkinson right at the five on a little out route, but he just underthrew it a little bit. And that'll bring up second down, third and one. With 3:55 to go. Just got to get the first down here, right? I mean, I guess every play you could go for the end zone. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Takes the snap. Kramer flushed out of the pocket, rolling out to his right. Still rolling, looking. Finds man Wilson at the five, and he's into the end zone. No, they're going to mark him out at the four-foot line. So he needed 14, got 13 through the air there. And that'll bring up first and goal here for the Hornets with 3:47 to go. The clock stops because he was tackled out. Tyler Osmeyer was the man that stopped it, and they are literally at the four-foot line. There's not much room. Kramer will go under center. Two receivers to the right. He goes with a QB sneak up the middle, and he is in for the touchdown. So 3:43 to go. Daniel Kramer with a one-yard touchdown run. The Oberlin lead is still there. It's now at 40-34. A PAT pending that could make it a four-point game at 40-36. We'll see. They just picked their way down the field, couple of big plays, and they did it through the air. Ken Simon probably thinking, man, should we have been doing this all night? Kramer out of the shotgun. He's got a man on his hip, one receiver flexed out to the right. Kramer takes the snap, looking to throw. Kramer still looking, flush out of the pocket, finds Wilson wide open, two-point conversion, and with 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter, it is Oberlin 40, Dighton 36. It's Oberlin Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
If you are looking for better rates on loans or deposits or need some financial advice, look no further. United Northwest Federal Credit Union has been offering premier financial services to Decatur, Rollins, and Norton communities for over 75 years. With locations in Norton and Oberlin, we are ready to help you grow and prosper. Experience superior member service by joining the United Northwest Federal Credit Union family. For everything we do for you. Find us on the web at www.unwfcu.org. And CUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where it's Oberlin 40, Dighton 36. It's the first time they have scored in the second half. Oberlin still with a four-point lead, but they will have the football. See what Dighton wants to do. If they want to go, they still got a lot of their timeouts. Romer back to kick. Oberlin set up kind of maybe for an onside try or a squib kick. Romer will now just boot it and send it out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So Oberlin will have first down and 10 from the 15 with a chance to win the football game. You get a couple of first downs here. You got it. Oberlin tried to do that last drive. Josiah Pattengall said, nah, man, let me just run it in for my fifth touchdown of the night. He's got 299 yards rushing. I thought it was crazy when he was at 200. He's almost at 300 yards rushing. Oberlin, first down and 10 from the 15-yard line of their own. Dighton has got to get a stop here to get the football back and have a chance to win it. Oberlin will go out of the shotgun. Pattengall on the right hip of Willoughby. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off. Pattengall running behind his blockers, and it'll be wrapped up and brought down to the backfield for a loss. And the Hornets liking that. And the clock is going to run here. They don't have the timeouts on the scoreboard, so couldn't tell you, but I didn't think Dighton had taken any timeouts in the second half here. 40-36, 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter and counting. We'll say a loss of one on the play. Oberlin is going to take their time. Take your time. This is where you can take the time. Wait for the back official to start waving that hand. 40-36, second down at 11. Oberlin under the I formation. Pattengall to tip the I. Sowers between him. He'll go under center. Takes the snap. Handoff Pattengall at the 20, at the 15. Making his way near the 20 before he's wrapped up and sent back. And it'll bring up third down here for the Red Devils. Ken Simon will call a timeout with 2:52 to go. So just had two timeouts. And it'll bring up third down. Timeout on the football field. Like to take a chance here to thank some more of our sponsors tonight. Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, Fredrickson Insurance Agency. A big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. The market down is 3rd and 6, so he was able to pick up 5 yards, and that'll do it. Josiah Pattengall on the night, 26 carries, 303 yards. Oberlin as a team, yardage-wise, 381, 348 of which has come on the ground. And we'll see what Coach Hardwick is going to draw up with his offensive guys here. If he wants to go for a pass or if you want to go for a run, the only thing about the pass is if it's incomplete, out of bounds, whatever, the clock stops. So you're helping Dighton. I think you keep this thing on the ground, try to get half of it back, and that sets up fourth down, or try to get it all. But you got to go with some trickery there in the backfield to maybe get Dighton, because they're expecting the run. So you got to get something up a little bit. But Oberlin all night has been able to run the ball heavily on this team from Dighton, who last week on the ground gave up 316 yards, and tonight they've given up 348. Willoughby will go under center. Sowers is directly behind him. Pattengall on his hip. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right. He's at the 20, still on his feet before he's wrapped up and brought down. Had a gang of blockers in front of him. And now Ken Simon will call another timeout with 2:44 to go. And the Red Devils are going to make all the faithful here maybe take a blood pressure pill. 40-36, 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the field. We will take one with them. Roll Oberlin in front, 40-36 here on 101.1 KFNF.
Improve efficiency and add value to your property with a functional and well-designed workshop from the experts at VAC Construction. With a new limited-time special offer, they're making it even more affordable to get a new workshop with a power lift door that creates maximum versatility for ag machinery, aircraft, commercial operations, and more. Learn more and cash in on this offer today at VAPConstruction.com. That's VAPConstruction.com.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where it is going to come down to the wire. And Red Devil fans, if you got the blood pressure pillars nearby, I'd pop a couple. Because it is going to, I mean, it is, you can feel the tension rising here. Even though we're not in the building, you can feel it. Even on the Dighton side, they don't want to go home with a loss. 40-36, 2:44 to go. Oberlin will go out of the I formation on fourth down and three. They're going to go for it from their own 23-yard line. Willoughby under center. He takes the snap, hands it off. Pattengall cuts back. He dives for the first down. Did he get it? Oberlin saying he got it. And he did. He needed three and got 3.5. A second effort does it, and the Red Devils get the first down. Dighton's out of timeouts. And that clock is going to start to tick. Josiah Pattengall, a second effort of the year, able to pick up 4 yards and get the first down. 2:33 and counting. The Red Devils in front, 40-36. Osmeyer runs the play in. Ball placed at the 26-yard line. Red Devils will go out of the I formation again. 2:17 and counting. Willoughby, under center, takes the snap, hands it off. Pattengall lowers his shoulder, gets across the 25. And it'll bring up second down with the clock still ticking. 2:06 to go. And I guess Dighton did have one more timeout there. I thought they had all three, but they made it seem like they only had two. So now they're timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here. I'd like to thank some more sponsors tonight. High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solution, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank in downtown Oberlin, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, and Ward Drug Store. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. 2:06 to go in quarter number four. Red Devils 40, Dighton 36. Dighton is out of timeouts. So if Oberlin can get just some yardage here, they might have a shot. I mean, it's going to come real close. And we'll see if they can do it. 40-36 in the fourth quarter. As each team on their respective sidelines, what a game. What a game. Before that last touchdown, Dighton had not scored in the second half. This was a game last year where Oberlin hung around in the first quarter, Dighton took over, and won 52-16. This year, Oberlin just kept hanging around, and they were able to take the lead, and they've held it 40-36. 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Willoughby will guard the shotgun. He's got a man on his hip there. Second down and 10. Takes the snap. Willoughby hands it off. Pattengall will be wrapped up. He fumbles the football, and it's picked up by the Hornets. Oh, my goodness. You could not make that up. The one thing he did not need to do was fumble the football, and he does. Puts it on the turf on the opposite side of the 25, and Oberlin, oh, my. 2 minutes to go in the fourth, and they have to stop it. So Pattengall fumbles the football. Second Oberlin turnover. Out of the shotgun, Kramer. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. That's how they gashed him the last time. Takes the snap. Kramer looking to throw. Now he's flush out of the pocket. He'll run. He's at the 20 to the 15. He's wrapped up there. Brought down. He coughs up the football, but it was out of bounds. And so he dove there to about the 20 to the 15. The sticks are at about the 14. They're going to mark him down a little bit shorter than that as the ball was at the 24. So he picks up 9. Does Kramer. Kramer out of the shotgun again. Kramer takes the snap. Kramer looking to throw. He fires. The pass is cut at the 10. But it's Price still on his feet at the 5. Diving his way. He stayed in bounds. So the clock is going to run. And Dighton will have the football inside the 5. So they take it there from about the 16 to inside the 5-yard line of the 6. Pickup of 10 through the air from Kramer to Price. 1:38 to go. First down and goal from the 4. Red Devils need a stop in the backfield or a penalty or something to get them kind of backed up here and away from the goal line. Red Devils in front by 4. 1:26 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Kramer out of the shotgun. Kramer, the man on his hip, sends a man in motion left to right, takes a snap, fakes the handoff. It's a pitch out to Price. He's got daylight, and he's in for the touchdown. So the Red Devil turnover comes back to bite him, and Dighton has the lead with 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. 44-40. They have a chance to make it 46-40 with the two-point conversion. Rylan Price from 4 yards out with the touchdown. 1:15 to go. 42-40. Hornets in front by 2. Kramer out of the shotgun. He's got a man on either hip. Kramer looking to take the snap. He does. It's QB design run off the right side, and he's in for the two-point conversion. So it's a 44-40 lead for Dighton. They take the fumble from Josiah Pattengall, and they turn it into 6, into 8. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more Oberlin Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Trust Earning yours is Ward Drugs' top priority. Their expert team in downtown Oberlin, Kansas provides diabetic supplies, home medical equipment, braces, and crutches. They offer sports medical supplies to keep you active and healthy. Independently owned and operated, they ensure personalized care with every visit. From your daily needs to specialized medical equipment, Ward Drug has you covered. Visit warddrugstore.com or call 785-475-2285 or even stop in downtown Oberlin. Ward Drug, your trusted partner in health and wellness.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from Oberlin, where if you're just joining us and maybe you flipped off the radio thinking the Red Devils would have it wrapped up, a late fumble by Josiah Pattengall as the Red Devils were trying to run out the clock has now made it 44-40 as the Hornets picked up the football, and a couple of plays later they were into the end zone. Oberlin, with a minute and 15 left here in the fourth quarter, down by four, so a touchdown wins it. They don't need a two-point conversion. All they need is a touchdown. Just need 6 points, and they will have the job done. Romer will be back to kick it. Willoughby, along with Smith Titus, back deep to receive. Might be Pattengall back there. It is. Here's a high end-over-end kick that Pattengall will watch go over his head and through the back of the end zone. So first down and 10 for the Red Devils from the 15-yard line. Dighton has no timeouts. Oberlin has one or two. 1:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. 44-40. Oberlin with the football at their own 15-yard line. Got to drive it all the way down and score a touchdown in a minute and 15 seconds. It'll be Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got a man on his hip. That's Pattengall. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off. It's Pattengall. He cuts back, runs it right up the middle, still on his feet at the 20. Diving ahead, will get across the 20-yard line. And Hardwick will run the play in here to gauge Willoughby with a minute and 4 seconds left. They got to go as they ran it on the first play there. So he was able to pick up five, does Willoughby, on his 29th carry of the night. 53 seconds to go. The Red Devils taking a lot of time here. Out of the I formation, Willoughby under center. Willoughby takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Willoughby rolling out to his right, looking, fires down the field. It's overthrown. He was looking for Tyler Osmeyer. And so 40.1 seconds. Very interesting call there by Hardwick on first down and 10 to run for it. Took a lot of time off. Now just 40 seconds left for the Red Devils. Ball sits at the 20-yard line. Third down and 5. More importantly, they got to get across the sticks here. Talon Savage runs onto the field. Looks like Garrett Emick is going to walk his way off. Gage Willoughby will run into play. Doesn't have to worry about the time here. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. Savage all the way out there to the right. Then we'll go out of the eye. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby looking, takes the snap. It's a pitch here to Pattengall. Pattengall got some room to the 20, to the 25. Still on his feet. He's out across the 25, has the first down. And now Brandon Hardwick calls a timeout with 34.5 seconds to go. So the Red Devils get a first down. And now they got to find a nice, I mean, you got to have couple of plays here drawn up and ready to go. Try to maybe find Tyler Osmeyer down the middle of the field. 44-40, 34.5 seconds to go. Red Devils led 40-28. Dighton went down and scored very quickly. Oberlin ran them out of timeouts, and then they coughed up the football on a second down play, and now they're trying to make their way down the field here. 44-40. Oberlin down by 4 points with 34.5 seconds to go. They have first down and 10 at the 29-yard line. After the pickup of 9 there from Josiah Pattengall on that last run, his 30th carry for 321 yards. Can't even make that up. So Willoughby will run out along with the rest of the Red Devils. They might have one more timeout left. 44-40, 34.5 seconds to go. Willoughby out of the eye. Patton Gall at the tip, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Willoughby looking to throw, gains some time. He throws it up in the middle of the field. The pass is almost picked off by Jack Dickinson, but it goes in and out of his hands. Willoughby was all the way back near the 15 when he threw the pass, and that'll bring up second down with 28.6 seconds to go. Willoughby had to gain some time there because Dighton was bringing an all-out blitz from either side. 28.6 seconds to go, 44-40. Oberlin with a football. Second down and 10 from their own 29. Have to score a touchdown. A touchdown wins the game with 28.6 seconds to go. Willoughby out of the eye formation again. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye. Line stacked to the left. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off. Patton Gall got some running on the 35 to the 30. Out to the 40, still on his feet there. Spinning off tacklers. He's to the 35 where forward progress is going to stop him. 19 seconds left. And Brandon Hardwick is calling for the spike. They got to get down and spike the football as they take it there from the 29 into Dighton territory. They mark him down at about the 35-yard line. And they do get the spike off with 15.9 seconds to go. And so Oberlin will now have second down and 10. Josiah Patton Gall again with a huge run. This time at 16 yards, and it keeps the Oberlin hopes alive. 15.9 seconds to go. 44-40 here in the fourth quarter of play. Oberlin has the football. First down and 10 from the Dighton 35-yard line. 15.9. You got a couple of plays to work with here, but you got to get some yardage here on this first one. Willoughby out of the eye, takes the snap, hands it off, Patton Gall the run. Up the middle, he cuts back. He's at the 25 to the 20 where he runs out of bounds with 10.1 seconds to go. And it'll give the Red Devils a great shot. Patton Gall again. This time he runs for 15. They're not expecting those runs. They're expecting a pass. And they're sitting everybody deep, and so Patton Gall's just taken off before he's been ushered out of bounds. 10.1 seconds to go. Red Devils with the football from the 21-yard line. First down and 10. Willoughby out of the eye formation. Patton Gall at the tip, takes the snap, hands it off. Patton Gall cuts back. He's at the 20, 15, 10, and he'll be brought down just in front of the 10-yard line with 2 seconds to go. And Brandon Hardwick has called a timeout. With 2.8 seconds left, what a gutsy call right there by Brandon Hardwick. So he takes it from the 21 to the 11-yard line. Gain of nine because it's second down. Timeout of the field taken by Oberlin. 2.8 seconds left. Final play of the game. Oberlin will have the football from the 11-yard line. 11 yards. Can they find a pass or some sort of run? Something, because a touchdown wins the game. Oberlin has not started 2-0 since 2021. They haven't beat Dighton since 2019. 2.8 seconds left. And just a gutsy final drive by head coach Brandon Hardwick. You would look at all the runs and you would say, what are you doing? But he is going with his bread and butter tonight. That's Josiah Patton Gall, 33 carries, 360 yards. You can't make that up. It's definitely probably a school record, 360 yards rushing. And they've now added time to the clock, 4.2 seconds. The thing that Oberlin has to do is get some time for Gage Willoughby, whether that's rolling him out to the right, rolling him out to the left, but then that kind of forces you to one side of the field. And here we go. Oberlin faithful on their feet. Dighton faithful on their feet. 4.2 seconds to go. Oberlin from the 11, out of the eye formation. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's looking to throw the pass. It's into the end zone. Outstretched arms of Caden Sowers, and the game will come to an end. Are you kidding me? It can't end like that. Caden Sowers just 2 inches away from the touchdown. It was the perfect call. And the Red Devils fall short. 44-40. Oh my goodness. It can't end like that. Man, oh man, what a night. And the Red Devil faithful are still standing. They saw one heck of a performance tonight. And you take away a late fumble, the Red Devils are winners. Oh my Lanta, what a game. Dighton wins it in a nail biter, 44-40. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get final numbers and wrap things up. Tough night for the Red Devils, who lose it 44-40. Caden Sowers just needed to be about 2 inches taller, and he would have had a touchdown. We'll take a break. When we come back, post-game show here from Oberlin, 44-40. Dighton gets the win.
Here come the men in black caps for all your home needs.
Say no to bad roofs.
Say yes to AquaShield Roofing.
With over 17 years of providing A-plus services. Roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, and spray foam insulation. Plus, AquaShield Roofing offers a workmanship warranty. For your free estimate, give them a call at 785-475-2533. AquaShieldRoofing.com.
Here come the men in black caps for all your home needs.
Creative Collision in Oberlin reminds you, when involved in an accident, the insurance company will pay for towing to the shop of your choice within a reasonable distance. Not the closest shop available. No law requires you to get more than one estimate. You choose the shop and authorize the repairs. Remember, your car, your choice. Creative Collision, Oberlin's choice body shop for all your collision and restoration services. Call them at 785-470-2130 or stop by at 1843 Highway 83 in Oberlin.
Hi, this is Matt Osmeyer, your Culligan dealer for Rawlins, Decatur, and Norton Counties. As we begin another fall sports schedule, we want to wish the best of luck to all area athletes. Culligan of Oberlin is a proud supporter of school activities, and we want to encourage the community to come out and watch all our talented area students participate in all their school activities. And remember, if you have questions about the water in your home, call me for free water analysis at 785-475-2471. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
It's costing more and more to fill up your gas tank these days. When you pay at the pump at Decatur Co-op, you pay less, and you don't have to be a member to enjoy great competitive rates. Decatur Co-op has pay at the pump in Lenora, Jennings, Oberlin, and Herndon, Kansas, along with Danbury, Nebraska. Plus, you don't have to worry about whether it's cash or credit. All prices are the same, and Decatur Co-op accepts all major credit cards and the Decatur Co-op Association card. Next time, fill up at Decatur Co-op.
Decatur County Beef wants to do business with all the local farmers. They want to buy your high moisture corn and grain sorghum, also alfalfa and dry corn anytime. Decatur Beef and Hoxie Feed Yard are always looking for good help. Truck drivers, plumbers, welders, and pan riders. Decatur County Beef is located just north of Oberlin on Highway 83, and Hoxie Feed Yard is just west of Hoxie. Call 785-475-2212 for Decatur County Beef, or call Scott at 785-675-9009. Give them a try. You will be glad you did.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where just a snake-bitten feeling tonight as the Oberlin Red Devils, they gave every single ounce of heart and effort tonight, and the Red Devils come up just a hair short, losing 44-40. Had a touchdown pass drawn up there on the final play. Comes up just a little bit short. Caden Sowers and the Red Devils fall to 1-1 with a 44-40 loss. Take you through your scoring summary here tonight. here in just a second. All right, take you through your scoring summary. Oberlin started it out in the first quarter of play with 7:43 to go. Josiah Pattengall with a 64-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion would be no good on the run by Willoughby on the Oberlin just one play there, 64-yard drive. 6-0, Oberlin would take the lead. Then Oberlin on the kickoff would kind of get Dighton out of sorts, and they would run down, pick up the football. It was a live ball, so it was their ball. And Oberlin would then take the short field and score on a one-yard touchdown run from Josiah Pattengall from 1 yard out. Two-point conversion would be good on the Pattengall run as well to make it 14-0 Oberlin. Then Dighton would score the next four straight possessions as they would start it out with 2:54 to go in the first quarter of play there. Daniel Kramer would hit his tight end Connor Wilson for a 20-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion run by Price would be good, and it would make it 14-8. Then Daniel Kramer with 9:28 to go in the second quarter of play would hit Connor Wilson again, this time for 5 yards out. Two-point conversion would be no good, and we'd be knotted up at 14 apiece. Then with 7:40 to go in the second quarter of play, Daniel Kramer would run it in from 1 yard out. The two-point conversion pass from Von Linrod to Kramer would be good, make it 22-14. Dighton. And with 1:09 to go in the second quarter of play, Dighton would punch in their fourth touchdown, this time from Daniel Kramer to George Von Linrod for a 26-yard touchdown pass. The two-point conversion would be no good on the Kramer run to make it 28-14. Oberlin would score with 7.3 seconds to go to end the first half of play when Gage Willoughby would toss up a pass to find Tyler Ostmeyer in the end zone to make it 28-20 as the two-point conversion run from Josiah Pattengall would come up short. 28-20 is what we went into at the half. Then Oberlin would score the next four straight times in the second half. Their first coming in the fourth quarter after we were scoreless after the third, or scoreless, no scores in the third. Josiah a 17-yard touchdown run to tie the game up at 28 apiece. Two-point conversion would be good from Gage Willoughby to tie it up at 28 apiece. Then the Red Devils would get the ball back and would score with 6:14 to go on a Josiah Pattengall 55-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion would be no good from Caden Sowers to make it 34-28. Josiah Pattengall would then again run it in from this time 43 yards out. Two-point conversion run by Willoughby would be no good. And with 4:29 to go, it was 40-28. Oberlin, and Dighton would run down and score quickly, taking not even a minute off the clock as they would score with 3:43 to go in the fourth on a Kramer 1 yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion would be good on a Kramer to Wilson pass to make it 40-36. Oberlin ran Dighton out of timeouts, and then as they were trying to run out the game, Josiah Pattengall would cough up the football on just a play where everyone was around him. It was going to be tough either way. He dropped the football. The game would come to an end. That drive would come to an end for the Red Devils. Dighton would take it a couple of plays later, be into the end zone on a Ryland Price 4 yard touchdown run. 2 point conversion where Kramer would be good to make it 44-40. And Oberlin would have the ball with a minute and 15 seconds to go from their own 15, 11 yard line. Just over his outstretched fingertips, and the final score would be 44-40. Take you through individually, quarter by quarter. Oberlin led after 1, 14-8. Dighton led going to the break 28-20 after outscoring Oberlin 20-6 in the second quarter. Nobody would score in the third, and Dighton, the extra touchdown there. Oberlin would actually outscore Dighton in the fourth quarter 20-16, but the 16 points enough for Dighton to get the win tonight 4-40. Take you through individually, starting with the Dighton numbers. Ryland Price on the night finishes with 10 carries for 60 yards. Daniel Kramer with 17 carries for 49 yards. George Von Linrod with 9 carries for 66 yards. Rushing wise, great night for the Hornets. Passing wise, great night for him as well, as Daniel Kramer finishes 16 of 22 for 209 yards and an interception. Receiving, Connor Wilson, 6 receptions for 91 yards. Ryland Price, 4 receptions for 53 yards. George Von Linrod, 6 receptions for 65 yards. yards. Oberlin individually on the night. It's got to be a school record. I wonder if we can confirm that somehow, some way, at some point. But Josiah Pattengall tonight, 33 carries, 360 yards on the night. Caden Sowers, 6 carries for 15 yards. Gage Willoughby, 5 carries for 30 yards. Gage on the night, passing-wise, finishes 2 of 5 for 32 yards and an interception. Did throw a touchdown. Josiah Pattengall on the night throwing 1 of 4 with an interception for 1 yard. Receiving Tyler Osmeyer, 2 receptions for 32 yards. Caden Sowers, 1 reception for 1 yard. Team-wise, Oberlin on the night, 53 plays for 438 yards. They have 405 on the ground, 33 through the air. A little more balance for the Hornets, 175 on the ground, 209 through the air for 384 total. Three turnovers for Oberlin, just one for Dighton on the night. 5 penalties for 45 yards for the Red Devils, 5 for 40 for the Hornets. So it's a Hornets winner, 44-40. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will wrap things up here for one more final time from Smick Memorial Field. Dighton with the win, 44-40.
Farm Credit of Western Kansas is synonymous with giving back to the community and its members. Whether it's attending events such as wheat plot tours, serving on various boards and committees, volunteering at local county fairs, or delivering $5.5 million in cash patronage checks, Farm Credit of Western Kansas is community driven. Stop in at 1190 South Range in Colby or at one of our convenient outpost offices. Farm Credit of Western Kansas, financing ag for generations.
FNB Bank in Oberlin, you're getting a dedicated team of professionals who prioritize your financial needs. They offer the convenience of online and telephone banking, plus debit cards that make transactions seamless. And when they say team, they mean a tradition of trust and reliability. They're here to support you long after you open your account. So when it comes to banking, be confident knowing FNB Bank will go the extra mile for you. FNB Bank in Oberlin. Visit them online at fnbbank.com.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from Smick Memorial Field, where we're wrapping things up for one more final time here tonight. Tough one for the Oberlin Red Devils. One of these days, right, it's going to swing the Red Devils' way. That's what I think everybody is thinking. Tonight it didn't, as the Red Devils lose it 44-40. Give you some final scores from around the state of Kansas anyway. As looking through, Logan Palko takes down La Crosse 62-34. Burlingame over Waverly in the early third quarter, 60-12. El Saline beats Osborne, the Bulldogs 0-2 to start the year as they get the win 38-20 tonight. Frankfort over Linden, the defending state champs, go down. So that ends what they won 14 straight games. So that's where their win streak will come to a close as Frankfort wins 72-22. Other scores from around the state here, just looking at a few of them. As Phillipsburg beats Smith Center 26-6. How about that score? That's very interesting. As that will about cover that for the final scores of some area teams. Thought we might have a few more. Nemaha Central won again today, 35-7. Victoria 62-12 over Central Plains. Nemaha Central hasn't lost a game in like 3 years. So they win again tonight. A great win for them. Tough night for the Red Devils as they fall by a final score of 44-40. Next Oberlin Red Devil broadcast will be coming up next week when we got more Oberlin Red Devil football, this time back here from Smick Memorial Field when the Red Devils take on Wallace County. We'll have all the pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock, kickoff at 7. Red Devils and Wallace County should be a good one. Wallace County lost a lot from last year's squad, so it'll be certainly an interesting game coming up next week. Red Devils with a tough one tonight as they lose to the Hornets of Dighton 44-40. That'll do it for me. I'm Sam Knowles signing off, saying so long and good night here from Oberlin.
The
following has been a presentation of High School Athletics on 101.1 KFNF, today's best country. Coverage of today's game was brought to you in part by
AquaShield Roofing, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, Frederickson Insurance Agency, High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Oberlin, R&M Service Center,